you're early.
I am. I was ready an hour ago. Not really.
What does that mean? Why are you early? It's daylight savings over
Daylight
there?
savings. Daylight savings.
Oh, heck. It
It's
means you
like
have an extra hour to sleep.
four in the afternoon now, old time.
All time.
Except it's dark out.
It's only 9:30.
It is 9:30, time for Geek Brunch
And we're
Podcast.
actually in the same time zone right now because I haven't changed my clocks yet.
Are you supposed to change your clocks?
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
all the
So,
microwave, all the clocks say 9:30.
nice.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're in the same time zone. We're actually
Welcome to Central
recording.
Time Zone.
We're actually recording from the same location.
Amazing. Well, people
Yeah.
don't know this, but you're actually one bedroom. You're in the bedroom upstairs, and I'm downstairs. So,
Yeah.
we don't like to sit in the same room, though.
Yeah, we don't like to recreate something that we can't. I don't know if we could do anything that way.
Well, we tried once, but every time our eyes met, it got weird.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Just too intimate.
Plus, we had like notebooks in common this time.
We had hardly any. Well, you picked. I looked up a couple of the ones you picked.
Yeah.
Oh no, at least one. I don't have it yet. To
Oh,
my next
the
ship.
Books of Magic or what?
No, I don't think I ordered Books of Magic. The
Why wouldn't
Lucifer.
you have got why wouldn't you have gotten the Vertigo bundle, the Sandman bundle?
Because I'm not getting the individual issues.
Why wouldn't you get Books of Magic?
Because
It was a number one.
I don't remember. Because I don't know. I was gonna say because I didn't get any. I don't know. I don't know, Mike. This is a good
It doesn't
question.
make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Why wouldn't you have gotten any Ahoy comics?
Ahoy. I didn't get any Ahoy comics because I'm not really into pirate comics. I know a lot of people are into those pirate comics,
They're not pirate
but I'm
comics.
not that into pirate comics.
They're not pirate comics.
Ahoy,
Matter
you're
of
talking about
fact,
Ahoy? Like Ahoy there, matey.
no.
Comics. We have comics for you, matey.
Fuck that, man. It's just a name.
I know. Pirate
DC
Comics
Comics
is just
don't
a
mean
name.
they're all detective
The
comics, jackass.
main ones are. They were when they started, just like Ahoy. They're just starting. So they're
No.
starting with the Pirate Comics. I'm sure in time they'll expand beyond
You're
Pirate Comics.
so wrong.
But their flagship titles are all on pirate ships.
I'm surprised you didn't get any of them.
I think I got one of them, but I haven't got it yet. I think it's in my next shipment.
The Edgar Allan Poe one?
No, the Cats in Space.
Oh. Wow, you would have chose that one over the other ones? You're nuts.
I choose poorly. It was a
Yeah.
gamble. That was the only one that
Well, I'm
didn't
not
seem
saying it's
too
bad. It just
pirate
it's
related.
I just can't believe you'd choose that one over the two that are 5 out of 5s.
Well, they had the superhero Pirates one.
That was a brilliant one.
And
That
then
was
they
the best
had.
one.
That was the best one.
Well, High Heaven is up there because it's like
Oh, I didn't get High Heaven.
you did?
No, I don't think I did.
That one's great.
Damn it! It's about a pirate who goes to heaven, right?
Close.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna submit it to Ahoy Comics. My new idea. Pirate goes to heaven.
And you selected Cemetery Beach.
Searching for his parrot.
And I spent like half an hour looking for that son of a bitch.
Don't know why you blame me for your poor filing system.
It turns out I don't have it.
Oh,
I had number two, so I'm like, why the hell wouldn't I have number one? I didn't order it.
the famous. Well, usually you get number one and not number two, so this is a switch.
This was
Just
probably an
changing up your game.
accidental push of the button thing. In other words, where you click the button and it doesn't click. Have you ever had that happen?
No, because I double check and triple check my order, but I get less stuff
Yeah,
than
you
you,
get
so
less stuff, so it's
I don't
no
have to
big
look through
deal.
thousands of comics to see what's missing.
Yeah. Well,
Because there's no reason you wouldn't get it, because it's a Warren Ellis.
I like trees. It's the same team, right? So I put it on my order for mycomicshop.com, my next one.
There you go.
I needed to order Clan Killers number two too. So it worked out all right.
What am
And
I looking up?
for some reason I didn't get Psycho number one from Alterna. So I ordered that as well.
I don't think I got that. Wait, Psycho?
Yeah. Spelled
Oh, Psycho.
CYKO,
I got the
Psycho.
number one. I got that one. I read that one.
I didn't. I don't have it.
Man, I'm kicking your comic book ass, except for all the stuff that you got that I didn't get. What am I looking up? What was that pirate comic you're talking about?
Heavenly,
Heaven. That's it. Let me look up Heaven. High Heaven.
High Heaven.
All right, I'm gonna find out why I didn't order High Heaven. I don't even remember that. I might have just missed it completely.
I thought you would, and then Books of Magic. Holy crap, you missed the best one. At least in my opinion.
I'm failing in my comic book
Your
ordering game.
number one bullshit is failing
It's
miserably. I mean, I have an excuse. I just d missed a button.
That's right. I intentionally
You
passed.
intentionally failed the city.
I need to just get they need, DC
Plus,
DCBS just needs a button.
I took a gamble on two books that I didn't think you bought.
The pirate ones.
No. I read A Million Ways to Die Hard and Of Dust and Blood. Was pretty sure you didn't get those.
They don't sound familiar. I don't think I Die Hard. Although I do have an older Die Hard number one.
No, this is a new one from Insight Comics. You didn't get it.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Higher Heaven. Higher Heaven. I don't know. I just didn't get it. There's no notes, not nothing. Damn it.
Did you read it? Does that mean you got it?
Oh, I didn't order it.
Oh.
I don't know why, but there's no notes in my file as to why I didn't get it.
Oh,
It's
so
just
you
not
fight
there.
with yourself and you write a note why you didn't get it?
Sometimes I do.
That's a weird system, bro.
But sometimes.
How about Of Dust and Blood?
Of Dust and Blood?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me go to my file system.
You never got it.
It doesn't sound. Oh, let me go to my
Well,
orders.
you would never get a series that didn't have a number one, so you could try it, would you?
What do you mean it doesn't have a number one?
This is an original hardcover.
Oh.
So is Die Hard.
Oh, you're changing up the game on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, in those cases, it depends. If it's by someone I know, then I might get it. But otherwise, I might just wait. How do I see my orders? Your face is blocking the button. There we go. Man,
How can
struggled.
my face be blocking the button? I'm in next room next door.
Let's see. Die Hard with a Vengeance. I don't
You
see
could
it.
just say Die Hard and see if it comes up.
I look up Die.
Wasn't there a
What's
Boom
it called?
Studio Die Hard? I think there was.
That's what I'm talking. I have that number one. It's like Die Hard. I can't remember what it's called. Dossier or something.
I don't think I bought that one. Die Hard, Year One.
That's it, year one. I have Die Hard year one, number one. But I don't
Huh.
have whatever you're talking about, Die Hard. What was the other
Yes,
one?
so
Of Blood and Mice?
no. It's Of Dust and Blood.
Of Dust and Blood.
You didn't get it. It's from MBM.
You got an NBM book?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Of dust. I did not order it.
You
Why'd you
missed
order this
out.
one? This is fascinating.
Well, this one I ordered because I was listening to a podcast, believe it or not. I was listening to Best of the Rest, and they had a preview spotlight.
Ah.
And they mentioned it was a biographical story about the battle at Little Bighorn with Custer. And they also mentioned that Val Mayerik did the art, and that guy's fucking amazing. So I really bought it for the art. And plus, I like historical
Yeah,
stuff.
historical stuff.
It
That sounds
reads
interesting.
it reads like a fiction, I mean a nonfiction book. Like it just pretty much kind of
So
factual.
is it nonfiction or is it historical
Well,
fiction?
it's historical fiction in the fact that he introduces two characters to try to tell the story that is true.
Right.
But one of them's a scout and one of them is part of the tribe. So yeah, it was pretty cool. And I he has like a lot of biographical references at the back, like a bibliography. So there's quite the list. And in his beginning, he said that I guess he met some dude at Starbucks that knew about this. And his name was John Bravehawk. And I guess he told him the story from his eyes, and that kind of motivated him to do research and write the book. So that was pretty interesting. Matter of fact, he wasn't supposed to tell the story. He told him, John Bravehawk, I guess, told him, don't tell him the story, because you're not supposed to portray an image of Crazy Horse. So it's interesting.
But he did it anyway.
He did it anyway,
It's like, fuck day.
yeah. Poor guy's got fucked over it.
Fucked him over again.
Yeah.
God
Fucked
damn
him over again in a different way. It sucks.
it. Man, it's rough. That sounds good.
It's actually
I,
the big biography was told from two sides of the story, so it's kind of a balanced story. But definitely in the favor of the Indians.
Yeah.
Because
So did he have the idea and he just happened to meet this guy in Starbucks, or did the guy in Starbucks spark the idea?
I think they just started talking and it sparked the idea.
Okay.
But he didn't have the idea. This guy started talking.
So he went to Starbucks. Some guy told him a story and said, "But don't tell anyone I told you that." And then
Yeah, it's not to be told.
he makes it into a book. Got to sign that non-disclosure.
He said, I proceed despite your warning because the story needs to be told again. Despite the horrific tragedy about shared history. It kind of sucks because I wasn't well versed in I think all of the stories I've heard of Custer's Last Stand, I don't think I've ever seen like a movie or it was like a little blurb in a history book in high school. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't even like a big story. It was like this happened, here's a little paragraph of what happened and
And here's
gave
the
you a quick
historical
sum
impact
yeah,
of
gave you some story behind it. But I didn't like know the motivation. The motivation was money. Everything's driven by money and land. And even though they had made peace with this tribe, in other words, said, we're not going to fuck with you. You guys have this land. This was to pretty much take it back from them, even though because of gold. So it was like motivationally
Yeah, so gold was discovered,
driven.
and they're like, you know how he said you could have this land?
Yeah, it's like, screw that.
We were wrong. We're gonna have to take it after all.
Yeah. So it made Custer look like a jackass. Plus, he led his people to death because the scouts he had advanced scouts that were pretty good. I mean, some of them were Native Americans, you know? And they would go out and they say, "You don't want to do this." They would tell him, "This is you're way outnumbered. You're like way outnumbered." Like they were gonna be some stupid. Well, he came out with this like military strategy to like kind of surround them and overtake them with their guns. But they knew that they were coming too, so they were prepared. And they got slaughtered, man. And even when one of the scouts, one of their cavalry divisions kind of went ahead, like they were the first ones to go ahead and they were slaughtered. Well, one of the scouts got away and said, "We need to retreat, retreat. You know, I'm the only one left." And he still proceeded. And then they slaughtered the hell out of him. I mean, there was just arrows flying everywhere, just hitting these guys left and right. I'm sure the Native Americans lost a lot of people, unfortunately, just defending their homes. I mean, shit. These fucking assholes. The white man. God damn it.
Yep, they thought they just took whatever they wanted.
But Val Mayerik, his art is like beautiful. Like, holy mackerel. It makes me. I'm gonna do like a double take now on NBM. Because this book is. What was the cost on this? It was $17.99 hardcover. It was well worth it.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So it pays every now and then to listen to a podcast. I
There
don't
you go.
usually get caught by surprise, but sometimes there's stuff out there that people mention, and I'm like, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I don't remember. This wasn't in my spreadsheet, so I think I just completely missed it. I'm checking out some of the art on Amazon here. Yeah, that's nice. It's like looks like watercolor or something.
Oh, that's beautiful. The art really sells the book. Like it makes it worth, you know, the cost of admission. Plus the prologue and stuff is really interesting.
Cool.
I
Yeah,
guess
I don't.
Crazy Horse is there's something that was never photographed. Like it was superstition that they ever know what Crazy Horse looks like. So, you know, that was interesting. And then he tells the story about what part is fiction.
Oh, in the
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
know, he
That's
says
cool they didn't do that.
he said, "I added fictional characters. Green Haw, who's one of the scouts, and Slow Hawk are fictional characters, devices to tell much of the history as I could fit in these pages." Because for this, it was, you know, like a strange type of fiction. You know it happened, but you probably don't have a lot of people you can talk to.
Right, and it's been so long that stories tend to morph over
Morph
time.
over time, yeah.
No, they don't tend to, they always do.
So shout out to Best of the Rest for pointing this out. This was really good.
There you go. Yeah, I try and do sufficient research in my previews, but
So
apparently I didn't listen
do
to that
I.
one.
So do I. I've been there's a couple of books that I've picked from previews based on listening to stuff because I missed, because I still listen to comic book page previews, and I still and Best of the Rest, they'll do a previews episode every now and then. They haven't put one out for the latest previews, but I'm definitely going to be looking out for things from NBM and this other
Yeah.
guy, Insight, for sure.
And NBM doesn't, they've been around a long time. They don't publish a lot though,
Well,
which
they
is
had a
probably
lot
good.
in the current previews.
Oh, do they?
Not the
Maybe they've.
one that just came out. They had a lot of black and white stuff by one guy that seemed really interesting. Especially one. There was I still have like a stack of four previews in my bathroom. They like stack up. And I just was like curious after I read this. I was like,
Oh,
I
to see
wonder if
what
there's
was.
any NBM stuff in there. And
Yeah,
there wasn't
wonder what
anything
they've
in the
brought
current
out.
one, but the previous month had a ton of stuff. And I'm on the I'm tempted to order one of them because it sounds really interesting, because it's about a woman that saw a dead body and went to LA. It was an actress, and I don't know, it just sounds interesting.
You remember what it's called?
I can find out for you. I just have to walk over to the toilet.
I was gonna say I'm too far from the toilet to grab it, so you can have to grab it for me.
I'll have to go grab it.
Throw it down here, throw it downstairs when you're done so I can read it.
NBM.
Mine's too far, I can't read it, and I don't have wireless headphones.
You should invest in some.
Then I gotta keep them charged. Knowing me, they would go dead in the middle of every
Yeah, there's
episode.
two soft covers. God, there's some good ones. One's I might add them to my order if I still can. The Axeman of New Orleans. That sounds really interesting to me. And the other one's The Black Delilah,
Oh yeah.
1947.
I remember I had that one on my list, but I don't think I ended up ordering it.
So, yeah, it's opened my eyes. I think I have one other NBM cassette.
I
I
don't
don't.
have. What was the first NBM you said?
The
Black
Axeman of
Delilah.
New Orleans.
Oh yeah, I don't have that one for sure.
Knights of Terror, A City Awash in Blood, New Orleans right after the First World War. In the Big Easy. This sounds really interesting.
So it seems like they're getting heavily into the political or the historical fiction.
Well, this Rick Gentry guy does. That's what they're spotlighting this month. He has like four books there.
Okay. Oh, that's that dude that. Okay.
Well, this guy, the guy who wrote this one, was Jim Barry with Val Mayerik. But yeah, it's matter of fact, let's see if it's still open to edit.
No, I won't be open to edit anymore.
With the final order cutoff, you'd think you'd be able to order stuff.
You could email them and order stuff.
Yeah, but let me check. I don't believe you.
I could be wrong. I'm no expert.
Well, I know I missed there was a true crime hardcover, and I've been getting those. An original one, and I forgot to order it, and I added it just this week. So we'll see. Order history. It still has an edit. Okay, so I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna
Try it.
edit my order. And let's go to MBM. DCBS, what a great site.
Oh, you know what it might be? It might be at this point you can add, but you can't remove.
Yeah. So, pre-orders, other, and we'll get to NBM. This was an expensive month because I ordered the half-bust animal for Barb the Muppet.
Ah, oh, was it a
It's a
statue and
pretty
not a.
big statue. yeah, it's there for $6.99. That's a good price. Axeman of New Orleans and Black Delilah.
Ooh, yeah, that half-scale bust. So it's half the size of
Yeah.
the
Half the size of the Muppet head. Yeah.
Muppet. That's a big animal head. Nice. What I'm looking up? Axe.
There's the
At.
Treasury Victorian murder trade.
Is this it? Ass
I'll
Man
get
of
those.
New
I'll get.
Orleans?
Yeah, I'm gonna get those two and just see how it goes. And if I like more stuff when they if they resolicit stuff, then I'll look.
Oh,
I'll get.
that's a Rick Geary one.
Yeah, do you like him?
Yeah, he's been doing that Treasury of Classic, whatever it's called, murder.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
Is.
a series, but it's like individual stories. He's done a bunch of them.
Wow,
We
he's
have a few
got.
of
Well,
those.
he's got the Treasury of Murder hardcover set.
How do they collect them?
Yeah, it's got the Abraham Lincoln. Wonder what else he has. But anyway, I'm gonna try these two and see what happens. The Axeman of New Orleans and the Black Delilah.
I didn't get to Black Delilah because I kind of like Black Delilah.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Didn't
It's
get
only
it.
$6.99. You can add it to your order right now.
Why didn't I get it? How do you spell Delilah? Del I
DAH
L.
ILIA. There's a movie called Black Delilah. I'm pretty sure there's a movie called Black Delilah.
There are several movies, Black Delilah. Well, it's a true story.
Yeah. So I'm gonna check it out. I don't know much about it. It just sent the preview sounds good. See what a bathroom read will do. You find something good and you're like, wow, this publisher just put like a lot of work into this hardcover and it leads you down a rabbit hole.
Oh, there's actually two Black Delilah books solicited. Or one's from Boom.
I probably bought that too.
There's a Boom hardcover, and then there's
Oh, I didn't get that then.
the Rick Geary one.
I'm
I
going
didn't
with
know
the
there was a
Rick
Rick
Geary one.
Geary.
The
Yeah, I may have to get the
Axeman.
Rick Geary Black Delilah.
Yeah, get it. Add it. And the Axeman. That's only, $14.
$14.
Yeah. Just don't feed your kids the crackers this week. Like, take. Don't.
Daddy, there's no crackers in the cupboard. Yeah,
It's
it's
a
a
tight week.
here, have a seat, kid. Have a seat, kids. That we have to talk.
No, I'll sit and.
Times are a bit tight this month.
You might not be able to eat this week, but I will read you Black Delilah.
Daddy,
Sit
you have all
down,
those
kids.
comics. Look, we have to have priorities in life.
You're gonna learn about the axe murders of New Orleans.
I thought it was more important for you guys to learn the realities of the world, the dangers of the world. Keep you safe. Your safety is far more important than your
Than eating.
food.
So that was my first pick of Dust and Blood.
Interesting. That's a good pick.
It was a good pick. I'm leaving you in the dust, bro. I'm just like,
You are. You're gone, and I'm sitting here holding my wiener.
yeah.
Sad. I'm sad.
Sounds like Trump. That's all he says is sad. Sad. Very sad.
That's true, he does.
He's not a man of words, that's for sure.
No, there's a distinct difference between his vocabulary and previous presidents.
Yeah. Me and Barb are going to vote today.
Nice. I did
Drop our
vote.
ballots off.
I did vote.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
Healthcare is so important to me. That's what a big driving force. We need to do something in this country. We can't go backwards in healthcare. Especially now that we're close to retirement, Bill, and our parents and stuff. We cannot go backwards in healthcare. We gotta go forward.
Yeah, and if you have leaders whose primary motivation is for companies to make money, that's not going to bode well
No, because they
for the
want.
decisions made with respect to healthcare.
Because companies want to make the most money, which means they want to charge the most for prescriptions and charge the most for procedures and stuff like that.
And our current administration.
Is for that.
Yeah, and they like to remove restrictions so the companies can make more money, but
Yeah.
that doesn't benefit us.
No, it
Well, it
doesn't.
does in terms of making the economy strong, but it hits us where it hurts.
Yeah.
When you have people losing their homes because of debt,
That's right.
they're not excited that the companies are paying huge dividends to their shareholders.
So I'm gonna go vote.
Yes, everyone should vote. It surprises me that there are people who don't want to, like, aren't voting.
Yeah, and then use it as an excuse. It doesn't matter anyway. Well, I mean, that's still not a good attitude to take. It's the only thing you can do, especially if you're unhappy. It's
Yeah,
the
you can
only
bitch and
thing.
complain, but that's not gonna do much. This is your chance to actually impact something. No matter which side you're on, you should use your vote.
True. If you're the guy making lots of money on prescription drugs, go
That
vote.
whatever that one guy's name was.
If you're the one guy, yeah. Well,
Remember that one guy?
that one guy went to
Yeah, he went to jail.
jail. Didn't he buy like the last
He
CD
bought the
of
company. He bought the company that made like whatever that one drug was, and then kicked up the. It was like, I don't know, under $10, and they kicked it up to like over $1,000.
Yeah, he's like fucking ridiculous.
Because he said, well, they spent a lot of money making this, so they need to make back the money. But it's like,
Yeah.
that's not how it works.
Well, they would still make the money. It just, he wants to make it, he wanted to
And
recoup it
now,
right away.
yeah, right away he wanted it. But it's in like software development. It costs, millions of dollars to make these programs, and it takes years for the companies to recoup the money. It's not
Yeah.
like they release it and charge, okay, that's $50,000 for that, because they know, like in time, like over the years, eventually it'll get to the point where it's bringing money in, paying for itself.
Yeah. So what book did you get that I didn't get? There were several of them.
Let's see. Let me go through. Oh, I didn't organize them very well.
Well, tell us about the Warren Ellis one. Cemetery Beach.
Didn't you read? Oh no, you didn't read that one because you didn't
No, I
get it.
didn't. I didn't get it.
Here, let me find it. Let me find it. I didn't. Okay, let me. Wait. Oh, here we go. Oh, here it is. Cemetery Beach. So Cemetery Beach, it's an image book from Warren Ellis, and Jason Howard did the art.
You should write a letter to him right now and say, when are you going to finish trees?
In one of his newsletters, he said he was working on trees.
There's two series though that really pissed me off because I liked them so much. Well, there's three. Okay, do you remember that series from Image called Fell?
Yeah, I loved Fell.
Oh God, it never finished.
That was Temple Smith. Was he doing the art in that?
Yeah,
Yeah, that
Fell.
was great.
So Fell was one. The other one was Avatar, Dr. Sleepless. I love Dr.
Oh, Dr. Sleepless
Sleepless.
is amazing. I
I
love
fucking
Dr.
loved
Sleepless.
it. Matter of fact, in the latest previews, you could get like a Dr. Sleepless trade for $2.99. It's
Oh,
something
there you
like
go.
ridiculous.
Add it to your order, people.
Yeah,
Throw it in
it is
there.
so good, but the story will never finish. You'll be a little disappointed, but it is
A good
so
story.
fucking good, man. I think of all the series that he's done, Dr. Sleepless hit me the hardest.
Yeah, that was a nice dystopian future
Oh man, that
that
one
he's
hit
so
me
good
hard.
at.
And then Trees is the third one. So if I had to rank them where Warren Ellis hurt me the most, it would be Dr. Sleepless, Trees, and then followed by the last one that I mentioned, Fell.
Point to the comic book doll to all the places Warren Ellis hurt you.
He doesn't really hurt me when he does superhero stuff. For some reason, it's like his superhero stuff that is not like his own or not in the Wildstorm universe. Like what he did for Wildstorm was fantastic, and he's currently doing an awesome job for Wildstorm. But anything that he's done like for DC proper or Marvel, I haven't, with the exception of there's a few exceptions like Next Gen or what was that called? Next Wave. That was really
Yeah,
good.
next wave.
Next Wave was really good, and God, what was the other one that he's done outside of Wildstorm? He did something. The Son of Satan stuff that he did, Hellstorm. That was
Okay.
awesome.
I don't think I read that.
They came out with a hardcover of it recently. The collected edition called Hellstorm by Warren Ellis. I wish they would have collected the whole series because it has Michael Bear art. Oh my God, Michael Bear drew awesome. He didn't draw much, but when he drew comics, it was fucking awesome. I mean, that's one artist that's underrated that he's really talented. He was like the Steven Platt kind of guy, where Steven Platt would everybody would go gaga, but then it wouldn't come out that much. A matter of fact, I think Steven Platt might have more work than Michael Bear. I'd have to do some research to prove it,
That's
but anyway,
impressive. If that
tell
is the
us.
case.
Sorry to
I didn't get
distract you.
the Hellstrom by Warren Ellis. That was a big one though. That's probably why. Yeah,
Well, it was an expensive one. Yeah.
it's like $75.
Minus or half of that. So 30 something. If you go to DCBS. I love DCBS, so
Right, if you got it at through a discounter.
they don't provide me anything, but they provide me savings and great customer service, I think. I've
They
been happy.
provide you with the ability to get more comics than you would have normally got. At
Oh fuck yeah.
least that's what they do for me.
Plus, plus I love the ability to search stuff. Like,
Oh, to see what you.
I don't use their spreadsheets. Well, that was my big mistake for Cemetery Beach. Where I got confused is I have one box that I haven't merged yet, and I found Cemetery Beach 2. So I was like, I know where Cemetery Beach 1 is because I have a system. And I couldn't find it. And it was driving me the other book that I wanted to read that I couldn't find was Captain Ginger. And I knew they were like roughly around the same time. So I'm like, what the heck? And I found Captain Ginger. That was just an oversight on my part. And then the other one I couldn't find, and I was frustrated. And I said, you know what? I'm going to check my DCBS and type it in. And sure enough, I have 2, 3, and 4 ordered, but no one. And I don't know how that would have happened because I didn't have like no intent an intention to not order it. Because it's Warren Ellis. He's going to write a damn good story that he's not going to finish. And
Right, and it's Image, you know, it's going to be one of his better one of his better stories.
Well, is it? Let me know. Tell me.
It is, it's really good. So it's the story takes place in the it's either the present or the near future, where in the past I guess America in efforts to So, in efforts to explore the universe, they send out groups of people to different planets to try and inhabit them, and they never knew if they were successful. So some of them went out and they didn't know if they were successful, but one was, and this society came to be on this planet. I think it's a planet. I don't remember if they actually show or say what the planet is. Anyway, and then so that was in the past. And then in the present day, they send a guy to check out these places that these people supposedly ended up to see if they survived and what the current status is. And the book opens where he's being interrogated. He's in a room being interrogated by a guy, and he finds out that they're kind of like living in the past in this colony. And there's a he's telling them about like how we have like technology has progressed on Earth, and then he ends up escaping and meeting up with this woman on the planet who's kind of like a rebel, like she doesn't like the current leaders and stuff, so they kind of team up together. So it's kind of like there's a lot of action in it, like the way the guy escapes the interrogation is really cool, and there's tons of once he meets up with the girl, the military force is after them, so there's a lot of like chase scenes and fight scenes and stuff. It was really good, and it's an interesting setup to the whole world that they're existing in on this weird planet. And then you at the end of the book, you meet the leader of the leader of the colony who's running the show, and it seems almost like he intentionally has prevented them from contacting Earth, because he kind of like set up his own like place where he's like the dude in command and kind of rules everything, and he's kind of like the stereotypical gluttonous leader.
Yeah. I look forward to it. Plus, that creative team is really good together, so.
Yeah, the art's really good. I mean, I like Jason Howard's art, so.
Yeah, I was bummed I couldn't read that one, and I thought I had that one.
Hopefully, we'll see it to its end.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't order that. It's so weird. But I will fix it and I will read it because I like Warren Ellis. I didn't care for his Moon Knight, believe it or not. Yeah, Martin, I didn't like his Moon Knight. I've always liked Moon Knight, but I like the ongoing theme, and his was just kind of like you can read one. And they had like weird issues, like one that played like a. Did you remember that Kung Fu game where you'd go through different levels? They had a Moon Knight issue like that. It read like the game where you were like, okay, here's the first floor, here's the second floor. Like I could
Oh, like
see
the
the,
different stages, yeah.
yeah, I could see the appeal of what Moon Knight was, but it wasn't my favorite take on the character.
Yeah, I don't think I ordered the trade of that one.
My favorite Moon Knight is the older Moon Knight, like the older stuff. When his first series and I think the one was called the Fist of Khonshu. That was the ones that I liked. And then over there, then it's been kind of like hit and miss. Like I like this one. I haven't read a lot of the current stuff, even though I have it. I should probably get on it, but. But man, Dr. Sleepless, I'm gonna go back and revisit that someday. It's a good read.
I gotta see. I think I have all of the issues of that. I should check.
He did a lot of good Avatar shit. I mean, there's a lot of Warren Ellis stuff that's fantastic.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of the ones that I was missing from the Avatar sale.
Do you know which ones or
Which ones I was
I'd like to
missing?
know I used yeah, I'd like to know which ones because I see if I've read them.
Yeah, let me. How do I do that? Let me see. I gotta see my
You just go to
order.
your last order.
Here, my last order. I think they were. Okay, here. Dark Blue.
Oh, that yeah, I've read that one. So what else you got?
Atmospherics.
That one doesn't sound familiar.
There's one called Bad Signal, which I think is just articles. I don't think it's a comic.
Yeah, that one doesn't sound familiar either.
And then that might be it. I think the rest I had.
Yeah, Atmospherics. Maybe I should get that one.
That was a whole $1.94.
The cover looks amazing. Both of the covers. There's a color edition. I wonder, did you buy the color or the black and white?
Got the color.
Oh, I want the color. And then there's the hardcover, includes a sketch. How about that?
There you go.
The other one sounds familiar. Was it called Deep Blue?
Yeah, deep blue. Dark blue, sorry.
Dark Blue. Hey, you're sending me to a porn comic.
Yeah, don't go to deep blue.
Oh, collects stories from Threshold. I think I have that. Yeah.
Comics from Threshold. What is Threshold? I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, but they had a bunch of Warren Ellis books on sale. Avatar continuing their stock dump. But I already had a lot. I already had most of them.
I think they're short for the world. I don't know. I get this vibe that like Crossed 100 just ended and they have like a one shot coming out and I don't know, man. Something's going fishy. And I know they raised their prices to match those of what they're doing with Boundless. And Boundless is even getting skimpy on the. So I think something's going on with them. But the sale is awesome. Plus they
Yeah,
have,
in the
didn't he
first
do
round, I
that?
got a bunch of stuff.
Didn't he do that series called Black something or another? That was really good. That was Avatar. It was like Black
Well, he did Black Summer and he did Black
Summer, yeah.
Gas.
Yeah, they're both good.
There were two blacks.
And then they have the Night of the Living Dead Avatar stuff, which is good. I like those. They were zombie in Avatar style. They're as good. So I'll go over one that you did not get to. A Million
Okay.
Ways to Die Hard.
Yes.
And this one was John McClane retired. Okay, he's retired. It's the 30th anniversary of the Nakatomi. Is that what the building's called? The Nakatomi building that the first Die Hard took place. And
There's something like that.
the media is having a anniversary, and he's invited to it. So they're having this thing at the Nakatomi building. But he doesn't show. He's at a bar and he's just chilling out. But his wife goes, or his ex-wife goes, and Hans Gruber's sister goes. She's asking forgiveness from the family because Hans was just a deviant child, I guess, and they want forgiveness from their family. And then the son of Nakatomi, that runs the building there. And they're having this anniversary party for him, for them, and they get kidnapped. And the kidnapper is this weird guy that McClane met when he was a rookie in the police force in Detroit. I think he's from New, no, he's from New York or Detroit. I can't remember where he's from, but there was this guy he came across called Movie Phone. And he was sort of like a serial killer that would kill people for movie themes. And he's back. He never caught him, but back when he was a rookie, he killed his partner, and he chased him in a subway and almost killed this Movie Phone guy. And then Movie Phone vanished. He actually went to Europe, and there was an Interpol cop that was after this guy for a long time, and he was killing people. He kills people in themes. So anyway, he calls out John McClane, and he has to go to the Nakatomi building. And his first encounter with them is natural disaster movies like Earthquake, The Swarm. So he gets attacked by bees like Swarm, and he gets stung all over the place. And then he has an earthquake scenario happening, and then the Towering Inferno. Which I had a toy of the Towering Inferno back in the day. I guess it was popular among movies and kids.
That's back when they like brought out toys for movies that they probably shouldn't bring out toys for.
Yeah, and I had a
Like
I
Alien and Jaws and
yeah,
Towering Inferno.
I had a huge tower too. I don't know what this toy was, so if anybody listening knows what this toy is. But it had like a helicopter on top and stuff. It looked like it was the current skyscraper movie with what's his name. But it had a like a button on the building stood about 3 feet tall, and it had three tiers. And then you would like build the tiers, and it had a button that you would push, and it would like earthquake the building. Like it would bring the building down. The snaps would come off, and it would look like the building was destroyed. I wonder what that toy was. That was weird.
There is a earthquake tower rescue
Yeah,
playset.
that's probably what I had.
Was it 5 feet? Was it really big? This one's
Yeah,
5 feet
it
tall.
was really big. It
Oh
was
yeah, it does
real.
have a helicopter. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, I had an earthquake toy.
Oh man. That's awesome that they have an earthquake toy.
So
1976.
I had this toy, and the building was actually just made out of cardboard, but it was like three dimensional, and it stacked really well and held really well, and it had these like plastic things where you'd fasten it, but when you start hitting the button, the whole tower would come
And all the little people would fall off of
I
it.
gotta look this up to make sure it's the right toy, though. You said it's earthquake toy.
Earthquake Tower
Earthquake
from Remco.
Tower from Remco. Wow, the most shocking children's toys ever sold.
was 16.99
Yeah,
or
that's
six
it.
sixteen sixty six last night.
I had this toy, man. And I remember looking at it because if you look at the images of this, that was me, that little boy there. And it was so damn tall. And I
I
remember
like.
the helicopter was really awesome too because it actually had this little thing that would buzz. You could like buzz around it. Yeah. Yep, and it
Like
had
in the
toys and it
in
had
the
toys and people and it had like ropes so you could hang these people off of the
there's
side
a
of the
rope going from
building.
like the truck or something to the. What I like is in the ad for it, like one of the little people is falling off the building. It's like mid-flight down the side of the
And this is a kid's toy, man.
building. Poor guy.
Yeah,
He's
the
gonna die.
so this guy would like reset up these images. He must have had a lot of money, this movie phone guy. He must have been must have had a boatload of money 'cause his traps are very extravagant. But anyway, he takes these people hostages and he's gonna kill them in a certain order. The first one he's gonna kill is Hans Gruber's sister. And he like traps her in a psycho building. So she's in a psycho building
Oh.
and he has these contraptions of psycho with the stairs and stuff. And McClane falls into this well, like this hole in the, and he ends up in a Jaws thing and there's a real shark in there and it kills Hans Gruber's sister. And is gonna kill him, but he manages to get out because the Interpol lady that's after this movie phone guy saves his life, kind of. And he's pissed at this woman because he did not save he could she could have saved this girl too, but she chose to go after movie phone and she's very vengeful be and you find out why. She was a little girl when movie phone killed her parents, so. He slaughtered her parents, so now she's out for revenge and she chased him. She joined Interpol and chased him across Europe as he was killing many people. He even killed one guy using the say was it Say Anything with the John Cusack holding up the radio. So this is a crazy kill. He basically had the stereo that he's holding up, and the husband had to hold the stereo over his head, kind of like John Cusack held it, in your eyes, above his head, in the room. And his wife would not die as long as he held the stereo. And as soon as he let the stereo go, his wife was killed, and he couldn't hold the stereo anymore, so he killed the wife. So he has all these weird killings, and that's what leads him to this. And movie phone is dying. He's got like some cancer that's actually going to kill him. And he decides to make this his last vengeful thing. And he kills Nakatomi's son. He kills Hans Gruber's daughter and is going to kill his wife. But he does save his wife, of course. And, do you remember that black cop that was his buddy in Die Hard? Well, now he's working with his son, so that's kind of cool. But they end up defeating him. But it was a cool. Some of it's kind of ridiculous, but it's Frank Thierry, which we know he's written a lot of comics, and the artwork. I don't know. Barb's moving my shit around, so I can't find it. Yeah. She has to come. She's gonna sneeze as fr she finishes breakfast. She's eating a blueberry cereal. Blueberries.
Blueberry scones. Oh, blueberry.
No, blueberry. The blueberry that turns your shit bl purple.
I do. I saw those cereals at Target the other day.
Yeah. Mark Texaria
Oh,
draws.
Tex.
Yeah, Tex draws it.
He's
And
got skills.
that one I didn't hear from anybody in previews, but I found it just reading in the bathroom.
Who published that book?
Insight Comics.
The hell is Insight Comics?
I don't know. They have a few things listed and they
Are they
tend to
new?
do like books on things. Like they had one about cartoons and I don't know. I don't see if they're in the comics business or they just do a very few comics or what, but this was one of them.
And Tyrion
Texaria?
Texaria can't be cheap.
Yeah, you can't. And Frank Thierry is a pretty popular guy. I mean, he works for Archie and he works for DC Comics, so.
Yeah.
And Marvel, for that matter.
And plus the license. So Insight put some money into this book.
Yeah. Did you see
Okay.
any of the interiors? It's on app. You can order it from Amazon.
I think Amazon just had one page. It's a poor preview, Amazon.
They even have a shout out to like they're telling this movie phone's origin, and it is so much like a rip off of Batman. So
Right.
they go see Zorro and kill his parents, and then he becomes friends with the guy that killed his parents. It's a little ridiculous, and probably they wouldn't want to adapt this to film just because of what it is, but it is
Yeah, it sounds
interesting.
like they couldn't. It does. It
But even
almost is like tongue in cheek, some of the
it is sort of
hopefully.
tongue in cheek. Like he has deaths from A Tale of Two Cities, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Snake Pit, From Hell. You know the movie that they had From Hell, The Seven Samurai in Japan, and Spartacus. So there's crazy shit in here. But it's written really well because the voice of McClane is like spot on.
Nice.
Did you watch all the Die Hard films or just a few of them?
How many were there?
I don't know. There's probably a five.
I don't think I've seen all. For sure, I saw the first three. I
Yeah,
don't know if I saw beyond that.
I like the first one. The first three, they're probably the best, and then it got kind of strange. They had his son in one of them, which was the guy from Spartacus, the curly-haired guy, Varro, yeah.
Spartacus, like full circle.
Yeah, full circle. But this took place 30 years after the original Hans Gruber. He's my favorite villain. I mean, Alan Rickman, God, he's good. Well, was good. He passed away recently, I think. 'Cause he was the villain. He was the villain in Robin Hood, Kevin Costner's Robin Hood too. So I really liked him in that. He's like a little bit over the top, but it works. He works really well as a villain. I gave them both a 4 out of 5, both of these.
Oh yeah, we haven't been giving our ratings.
Yeah, what did you give
Trademark
Cemetery Beach?
ratings. I don't know. Probably a 5 out of 5.
That high? Wow, that's a 5 out of 5.
Did. I think the combination of the art and the story earned it a 5 out of 5.
Why don't you talk about another one that I didn't buy? The one from Aspen.
Oh, the Artifact One, number 0.
Yeah.
This is by J.T. Krull and Vince Hernandez.
What is the genre of this? 'Cause Aspen tends to go a lot in the fantasy realm.
It's fantasy.
Yeah.
Of course. With art by, I like the art. The art is by Romina Morinelli. Romina Morinelli.
The only Aspen books that I tend to get are Fathom and Executive Assistant Iris, the assassin one.
Well, this is a 0 issue, which Aspen's been doing, where it's a $1.50 cover price. I think it's a little shorter. It's probably like 20 pages or something. But it's a good way to sample a story. I tend to get those just to check out the stories. And this one I liked. This one is about a it opens with a young woman on this planet. She's an alien. And she's in a cave collecting these little rocks or these gems, and then this giant insect creature comes after her, and she goes on the run to try and escape it. And then she ends up going back to the town. And it's a town that's kind of run by religion. So the religious right and it's kind of running the show in this town. And like science is frowned upon. And she brings the gems to her father, he's a scientist, but he has to work in his basement. He's like a lab, hidden lab in his basement. And so his father starts examining the gems and warns her about going on these missions and stuff. And then at the end, the military or these dudes in these suits with big swords come and give the father a hard time. And then I can't remember what was the very end. What was the setup for the rest of the story? Oh, they're just calling him heretic, the father of heretic against the gods. So it's basically setting up the story where there's the clash between the ruling religious right and and science, and then there's this young woman who is kind of an adventurer. So it was really good. I enjoyed the story, and I really liked the art. And I think I don't know if the colors must have been done by the artist as well. But they're kind of like more pastel-y almost, but they're really fitting for the story.
Did it
So I
work for
liked
you?
it. Yeah, I liked it. It works.
Are you gonna actually get a trade if they come out with one?
I don't know. Let's see. Let me look at my file. Let me see what I gave this book. I gave this book a 4 to 5. And I might get the trade.
Which means it's stacked up against everything else that month, and if it fits in the
Right.
budget, you get it. If not,
Exactly.
so you rack and
Exactly.
stack everything, essentially, and then come in on budget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until someone like you starts naming a bunch of books that I didn't order that I'm tempted to
It
order,
failed miserably
which will
at.
push me above my limits.
I'll tell you one thing, a 1999 hardcover it's pretty nice. Even if they're thin. Like I can't remember how many pages of Dust and Blood was, but it was like 70 or 80. And I think Die Hard was just a little bit more, maybe 70 to 100. With some back matter.
Yeah, I do like them. It's hard to, if it's an unknown property, that it's hard to throw down that much money for them, though.
Well, let's tag team on something we both read, which is Lucifer.
Oh, I didn't read that.
What?
I don't have it yet. It's in my next shipment.
I thought you would have had your shipment because it was the end of the month.
I usually have it by now, but it hasn't even shipped yet.
Well, that's odd.
I usually get it on a Friday or Saturday after the Wednesday, but sometimes I don't. This month, I didn't.
Well, so we didn't really cover anything together except for maybe Clan Killers. I guess we could talk about that one.
And the mall. You said you had the mall.
Clan what? What is it called? Killers?
Clan Killers, yeah. Clan Killers. From Aftershock.
This one I'm on the fence with. Like, I like it. I'm not sure I understand all of it, but
I loved it.
I like the art.
I had to go back to the beginning to fully understand it,
I did. I reread the first half because the first half's written kind of weird, and then it kind of course corrects itself the second half.
Yeah.
But I think the beginning confused the hell out of me until I got to the point where they're all going to the king and saying, "Well, here's what we're giving you. Like offerings to the king.
Right. Here's my wife.
But yeah, the one guy's like, here's my wife, take my wife. She's really good at certain things. Like, and he's like winking. He's like, you know, she can take care of you. Here's my wife. The offering from the soldiers, I didn't understand. Like, we're gonna take our weakest and you can behead them? That's weird. And then why would his daughters have to make a sacrifice? Like, what kind of fucking king is this? Like, you think his daughters would be protected? Don't you?
Yeah, it is weird that his daughters have to
Because
make
he's
an
got
offering to him.
the two daughters that are making an offering to him, and then he's like, fuck this, where's my third daughter? And it's driving him nuts that his third daughter's not there. So then he's like, where is she? And then
Right,
he's
'cause
like, I'm gonna
she
go.
won't conform to his
Yeah. To
rule.
his bullshit, essentially.
Hey, what do the daughters give? Let's see. We are dressed in our finest to be your emissaries with song and spectacle for you.
One comes with a violin and one's dressed really nice, so maybe she's gonna dance. One's gonna dance and one's gonna play the violin, and the other
I know
one's
one's
off.
saying, like, dark arts and children's fidelity are yours as always. She's got
Here's
some
a.
magic thing going on, I think. And I don't know that there's that one woman showing her butt.
Yeah, she's pretty hefty too, but I don't know why she's there. That must be part of the dark arts. This has nudity in it too. It opens up with like a nude witch woman.
Right, so the overall story, so that's the goddess Baylor, which is this goddess woman who has like an eye patch and some kind of tattoos and doesn't wear any clothes apparently. It seems like the king make like a daughter. Is that what it was? Let me look at my notes. What's this called?
Clan killers.
Clan killers. Yeah, for some reason. Oh, didn't the goddess Baylor like took the king's wife or something, right?
Yeah, that they lost the mother, and then I think the king went nuts. That's what I got out of it.
But he's under the influence of this crazy goddess woman. And then, yeah, so he's mad because this one daughter of his is listening to him, apparently, and she's the youngest daughter. And then they show her, she's climbing through the remnants of a battlefield, it looks like. She's searching for someone in the dead bodies in the battlefield. And then she finds one dude who's alive and kills him.
They use his head as a soccer ball.
Yeah, and she then ends up taking his head. Yeah, they're using it as a soccer ball. And then they go to search for the banshees, who the king has exiled to the forest. And they want to make a deal with the banshees because the girl wants to find and I assume kill the goddess Baylor. And then the king sends out like knights to go find the girl, and she's hanging out with a boy who lives in the orphanage, and they go to the orphanage where there's a priest who's the most despicable foul of a human
Well, he's
being.
having sex with a little girl and a child. But doesn't he die?
I don't remember if they kill him or just threaten him.
I thought they killed him.
They might have. But this is good. I like the setup of this world, and I really liked the young girl. I just like the idea that she's walking through this like battlefield, this pile of bodies, and like looking searching for a guy to take his head. Because wasn't it the, it was a guy who like, oh, it's the guy who turned, who told the king where to find the banshees. And that's why she brought it to the banshees to make the deal with them.
It's kind of confusing, though. You have to admit, the first part is really weird.
Yeah, it was. It takes a little bit to figure out what's going on.
Because
But
after I
this is.
read the whole thing, I went back and read the first part, and I was like, God, I really don't understand it. And then, second, I sort of understood it, and I still don't think I've tied the.
Fully get everything, yeah.
At the
But
very
this
beginning,
is.
it's a little confusing.
I agree. This is written by Sean Lewis, who isn't he the guy who did like Saints and Coyotes?
Oh, I didn't like Saints. I dropped off of that one. I think I got Coyotes and didn't finish it.
And the art is by Antonio Fuso.
That he's awesome artist.
Well, I've liked him back since
He does 100 bullets, right?
No. He
Thought he
does
did.
G.I. Joe Cobra.
Am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the famous guy. People are yelling at us right now.
Well, I'm looking up. Oh,
Rizzo.
Edro Riso. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Eduardo.
It is a similar style. But this is the, yeah, this is the guy who did G.I. Joe Cobra. Which
Clan
I really like the art on
Killers.
this.
There's got to be something else this guy did.
Sure he's done other things.
I know. I like his Cobra.
Yeah, his art Cobra is great.
But I could have sworn this guy did something else that only did 24, but I didn't read that. A lot of G.I. Joe. Wow. Oh, he did the girl who played when the horn. He did a lot of the Titan stuff.
Oh, did he do the dragon tattoo stuff?
Did a couple of them, yeah.
Oh, he did?
And he did some J James Bond and Survival Fetish. That's what we read recently with them.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
I didn't
Z
realize. Why didn't I
zombies
realize
versus
that?
robots.
I'm surprised I didn't recognize his art in that.
Judge Dredd. His biggest work, I though, is like you said, G.I. Joe Cobra. That's the one that stands out as.
That's where I first noticed his stuff.
He did a book called Dark Reign, Made Man, and I have it, but I don't remember it at all. Oh, it was a Marvel Dark Reign comic. That's why. Interesting. Yeah, I like his art a lot.
Yeah, so do I. It's a
That's what keep
very
me
distinct
coming.
style.
It would keep me coming back for this book because it looks cool.
I like the girl.
It's an
I like.
original premise to me because very I can't name a story where a king didn't protect his own daughters, where he treated them like he treated anybody. I mean, he fucking treats his soldiers like shit.
She's
Because
everyone.
they off they his own soldiers have to make a sacrifice and behead their weakest members. I mean, that's bullshit.
Have to prove their
This
loyalty.
guy's a dickhole.
He is. I love stories of dickhole kings who, in the end, will get what's coming to them. They're so
Alan Rickman could have
rewarding.
played that part.
I love the banshees were like bigger than human sized.
Yeah,
I
they
love
were
that.
huge. How did they get so big?
And I love the. Well, I don't love the priest, but
What the hell are you talking about?
I like that storyline. Well, because you know he's going to get what's coming to him, too.
Well, it makes the church look bad, that's for sure.
He had some whores, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
I like it. It was rich. The story was rich with the
I don't understand the nuns
concepts.
part in that place, though, because it seems like the nuns are defiant of the king, right?
I don't remember them being defiant of the king. I
I
know they're
thought.
protecting the priest.
Do you think they were protecting the priest?
Well, they
Or.
obviously know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess so. That's discouraging. Man. I thought he got his own. If I had it in front of me, I thought they killed him.
I'm looking. I know they walked, they threatened to chop off his wiener.
Oh, that's what they did. They did something to his dick because.
Yeah, well, they cut it. They didn't show what they cut, but they were threatening to.
They cut something. I
Yeah, they cut
implied it.
him.
I implied it was his dick.
I don't think they cut it off. I think they just cut it. Or cut his leg or ball sack or something. Yeah, I think they threatened. Yeah, they threatened to castrate him.
Wonder where I put that comic. That's weird. Oh, here it
Ah, love
is.
this art. It's beautiful. Oh man, look at the giant banshee. Man, the banshee's huge. Like you only come up to about her knee.
It's a very sexy art style, though. I found it. Yeah, I like it when those three women come out. They're taller than everybody. They're topless.
Oh yeah, for that maybe that's why I like it too. Yeah, got a boob hanging out.
But this is weird. Like you're right. Those nuns are there, and they're like in the church, and there's like all these kids running shirtless, and there's one girl there that's like naked with a monkey. I'm on. What the fuck's going on here?
This priest is into some stuff.
And when they put the like sword to the our king wants to see the cardinal, all these naked women are like eating grapes and they're fully nude and they're like pointing. He's in the Bible study. He won't mind if you join in. What the hell?
Like this. I'm a child of God. I am the most beautiful thing the Lord created. I am a dove. Shut up. You are arse, boy.
Just
Hopefully
creepy. Like these
you'll
nuns.
kill them when you're older.
Like, this is even like the nuns are protecting him. I forgot about that because they say, bring me the cardinal. And says, you made your deal with us. We are not your dominion. We are the church. We are the Lord, and we are will not be disturbed in our lessons of Christ. And she's actually protecting this guy as he's having sex with kids.
Yeah, because she won't let the guards go into
Yeah, they
the
have to hit her on
Bible
the head with the
study.
back of the sword.
Yeah, I like that. You're monsters. I just happen to be a bigger one.
These people are awful, man. Yeah, that was a good one. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Think I gave it a 5 out of 5.
I would have given it a 5 out of 5 if I
Oh, no,
wasn't
four. I did give it a 4 out of 5. I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna change it to 5 out of 5.
if I wasn't as lost at the beginning, I think I would have given it a 5 out of 5.
I think that was the only reason, because the first time I read the beginning, I didn't get it right away. The stuff about the goddess is still a little
Yeah, I'm
unclear.
still not understanding like why there's these weird creatures and why they're taller and the goddesses. I'm not sure I understand everything, but it was a good read. But
Tell you
my
one thing, I could read it again
Yeah.
right now, and I'd be happy to read it again. That artist is me.
So you gave it a 5 out of 5.
I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I don't think I'm going to change it to a 5 out of 5.
Well, let's just change it. You're gonna get this one, though, it sounds like.
That for sure. I'm going to get
This is a for sure.
for sure. Top of the stack when it comes to
All
that
right,
month's
let's go into the
selection.
next one that we read together, The Mall. This one I really like. This one's my
Oh,
5 out of 5.
that's a 5 out of 5 for me too.
I don't know why I like
A
this,
five
but
out of
this is just
five.
like a John Hughes movie. It's like written like a John Hughes film.
It is, and it's so well written too.
But it's like spot on. It's like whoever wrote this must like know a lot of John Hughes films. I mean,
Yeah, they've totally watched, but
he's like nailed it.
the great thing about it is, like, usually when you see a story that's kind of like supposed to be like an 80s movie, they're kind of hokey and a little not tongue in cheek, but they're just not done well. Like, they
Yeah.
emphasize the wrong things. But this one, it like nails it. Like, it totally feels like it was written in the 80s
Yeah.
in a good way.
Well, I loved it because it has just like Pretty in Pink and all the other ones, it has like the kids in the different like Breakfast Club, like
Right, the
different
kids of the different social
yeah, economical,
tiers.
because you have the one guy that's like Hispanic and he works with his father, and
Yeah, washing
the rich
windows.
the rich cheerleaders treat him like crap. And then you have the one rich cheerleader that has a father that won't even let her work, but he's also looks like he's molesting her.
Yeah, he for sure.
And then you have the one guy that's on the wrong side of the tracks on the football, but it's a football star that's going to the rich school because he's a good quarterback.
Right, and he's gonna get a that's his way out of the wrong side of the tracks is by,
Joining the other school because of his
yeah,
talent so he
and
can
then he
get
can get a scholarship.
scholarships.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and then you have this weird story that all of these kids have the same father, and he was in the mafia, and he was the guy that was murdered at the beginning of the book.
Right.
So he had slept with all these different women of different backgrounds, and these are his
Yeah, they said that
kids.
three kids from the, and the kids had no idea when they were told, because the guy died, and like in the will, he left them his stores, because he owned a bunch of stores in the mall,
Yeah.
and he left them to his kids, and they're shocked by this because they didn't know, they thought their fathers were their fathers.
Yeah, one gets like an instrument store, one gets a shoe store. I forgot what the girl got.
Oh, she got a pet store.
A pet store. And the one guy that's kind of like he's like their Alfred. He's the guy, he's the mafia guy who is gay, and he's the one that says, "Here's what your father left you. He left you these stores. You can decide to take these or you can give it away, and then it'll be distributed amongst the two that accept it or the one that accepts it." So if two of
Right.
them rejected it, then one
It'll all go to
person would
one
have
guy.
all the
Yeah.
stores. But it looks like they all take their stores, and an assassin comes to kill their Alfred, if you will. And one of the kids accidentally drops a gun that he found in one of the pianos, and it fires just coincidentally and hits the assassin in the leg, which is very interesting.
And I liked the when the assassin comes in. And he's holding a gun to the good mob guy, the arbitrator guy. The language he uses is like totally out of the way people talked back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like talking about how he's gay and stuff.
That's right.
Calling him a homo and a faggot, and
Yeah.
so I was glad that they didn't try to mask what awful language we used to use back in the 80s, or people used to use in the 80s.
Right.
But the guy also defends himself, so.
Yeah, I love this. This was fantastic.
Me too. It was like you said, it was just like you said, it was like pitch perfect. Like it felt so much like a like an 80s an 80s movie.
Yeah, I would love if they turned this into a movie. I think it'd have so much potential to capture that John Hughes in a, for with a modern sensibility. You don't even need the modern sensibility because that's when the films came out. You know, if you can recreate the 80s, go for it.
I think the only modern sensibility to it is that it's written really well.
Yeah.
Where some of the 80s movies, I don't think they really worried about that too much. Although, but the, I mean, the John, not that there weren't good, well-written movies back then, because the John Hughes movies were obviously well-written.
They were until his tail end, at least I think so. Once he got into Opportunity, was it Opportunity
Career
Knocks? Career
Opportunities?
Opportunities.
I like that one.
I like it, but once he got into it, it sort of lost. That's the guy that was a target. But it had Jennifer Connelly, so how bad could it be? And she was riding one of those mechanical horses, so you got to give it a 5 out of 5 just for that. But like a lot of them are like Breakfast Club's pretty amazing because it takes place in the library, like 80% of the film. You have to have a really successful cast and script
Yeah, you have to have really good dialogue for
to not change location.
to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Well, even the career opportunities was mostly, it was just in that
It was
store.
at a Target, yeah. And then he did Home Alone, which was a big hit.
And that was just in a house.
Oh, he also did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which we just talked about. That was a John Hughes film. Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles. What else, Barb? What are we missing? Oh, Some Kind of Wonderful. There's got to be a lot more.
I don't know his, what were his later, let me look it up here. Writer.
I think he was a producer too.
I'm sure later. Story screenplay. Just Visiting? I don't even know what that is.
John Hughes. Let's see what
Home
he.
Alone, Flubber.
I haven't seen Flubber.
Dennis the Menace, he wrote that.
Oh, he did Vacation. Holy shit. Oh, this guy's awesome.
That was one of his
Oh, he
early.
did Uncle Buck, Curly Sue,
Oh, he
Dutch,
did
Career
Mr. Mom.
Opportunities, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I forgot he did that. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
and he did European, he did all the
She's
vacations.
Having a Baby, The Great Outdoors, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Holy crap.
Weird
Weird
Science.
Science, European Vacation, The Breakfast Club, Mr. Mom. Damn, he was awesome.
You could watch just his movies and you'd be Curly Sue.
Yeah, they're all good movies. I think I've seen them all except for like Beethoven's stuff.
Yeah, what haven't I seen? Class Reunion? Wait, which one was that? Was that the Andrew
Class
McCarthy one?
Reunion, what is that one? That one doesn't sound familiar. I can't even see it.
That was his first one, 1972. Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Oh, I need to see that.
I don't see that in my list. Are you listing under as him a writer or director?
Writer.
Okay.
1982, says.
1982. Oh, I didn't go far enough. 1982. Class Reunion. I want to see if I've watched this. I don't remember watching this. Did National
I'm.
Lampoon's Class Reunion? Did we see that? That doesn't sound familiar.
I don't think I've seen it, but I need to see it now.
No, I gotta search it out too. Vacation, that's awesome. Mr. Mom, yep. Savage Islands, what's that?
That one I don't know.
A
A swashbuckling adventure.
adventure. This one I
1800s.
definitely didn't watch.
That doesn't even sound like a.
A John Hughes film.
There's like a bunch of writers. I wonder if he just helped out on that one. Because that does not fit his
And I did Home Alone 2.
MO.
Dennis the Menace. Baby's Day Out? I don't think I've seen that. Okay, that's when he starts to lose me in the. He started to lose me around Baby's Day Out, probably.
Man, look at this run here. You got Vacation, Mr. Mom, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club. Weird Science, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller, Some Kind of Wonderful, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
It's like, holy
Good
crap.
God. The hell of a run he had.
Yeah, he did. He died, right? Yeah.
Yeah, recently.
He died in 2009 at age 59. So he was fairly young. Might have had a heart attack or something. I don't know. Because he, if you look at like, he was like on fire until like 2003, and then he was pretty quiet as far as a writer. I haven't looked at his other stuff.
Yeah,
Director, he had.
he hasn't. The last thing he wrote was, the last screenplay he wrote
But he's a
was
hell of a director too, because
2001.
he directed all the movies that were like, wow, you know, these are awesome. Like 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, She's Having a Baby, Uncle Buck and Curly Sue, he directed. He even has soundtrack credits for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and the Wally World National Anthem and Vacation.
All right.
He's a very talented dude. But that's what this mall is about. Like, this is something out of John Hughes's mind in my eyes. And I would be shocked if this writer had never seen John Hughes films. I
Of
would
course
I would
he's. Of
no,
course he
I
is.
would be devastated
Well,
if he
for
said he's not.
one, I don't think there's anyone in America who hasn't seen at least one John Hughes movie.
That's our age for sure. I mean, there's probably a lot of 17 and 18 year olds that haven't seen it.
That's true.
And it might even be rare for like the kids in their 20s. I think if you're 30 or higher, you have to have seen something. But who wouldn't have shown their kids like Home Alone? You know, I don't
Or
know.
like Christmas Vacation, like you
Christmas
would.
Vacation is on like 24 hours a day during Christmas.
Yeah, you have to see that at some point. Or Vacation. Well, I guess maybe not Vacation. But Vacation seems like
Vacation's rated R.
Yeah.
Actually, all of them are except for Christmas Vacation. Because in European Vacation, they show all those breasts because Rusty was going to screw that
Yeah.
chick when Chevy Chase is going to get beat up by those guys that are doing the German dance. So there was Vacation, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, and then Vegas Vacation.
I think I saw Vegas Vacation.
Was there a recent one? What was it? I thought they did one with Uncle Eddie, but I don't remember. Really?
Well, didn't they remake Vacation?
Oh, but that vacation doesn't count because there's no Che. Oh, the Chevy Chase did show up just briefly. That's right.
Yeah, that was just a remake, though, wasn't it?
No, it was called Vacation, but it was the guy from
Oh,
The
it's them growing
Office,
up.
and he was the son, and Chevy Chase just shows up briefly as the dad, and he's like, okay, son, you gotta, you know, he's taking his kids on vacation. You're good, Barb, because I forgot that
Hot
totally.
news, married to Thor.
Yeah. She's married to who? Thor. Oh, that's right. Audrey's married to what's his name, Thor in it. Yeah, that's great. I gotta rewatch that one because I don't remember too much of it. That's a good memory because I would have thrown that one out of can. Yeah, I would have thrown that. I would have thrown that one out of canon, but it's in canon.
But it's
Because
not John Hughes.
does it even have his wife in it? They're both in it. Yeah, son of a gun. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Yeah. You haven't sneezed yet.
It's weird.
See, Barb
We
can
have to.
participate in this John Hughes discussion for sure. Barb, what's your favorite John Hughes film? Did you hear?
I did not.
It's like asking for me about my favorite child. Who's my favorite child?
Yeah, who's your favorite dog, Barb?
I would have, God, if I had to pick one, Jesus. I
Your
would
favorite
have to
John
go.
Hughes?
I would
Oh
have
man,
to
that was
go with
hard.
Christmas Vacation. Just because I can. Oh God, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Shit. I would go with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I have to.
Oh, what I
With
do.
the
Oh.
Christmas Vacation a close second. You could pick Class Reunion. Bill's favorite is Savage Islands because nobody's seen it. That's your
That's the most
pretentiousness.
pretentious
Yes, Bill picks
He never
Savage
got hired at Savage
Islands.
Island. That was his peak at Savage
Wait, put your pinky in the air and
Islands.
tell, Savage Islands is my favorite.
I laugh at you. Vacation. Oh, please, please,
Come
automobiles.
on,
Ah, none of them live up to Savage Islands.
you common people. We all know it's Savage Islands. Has me curious though, because that's definitely not in his genre.
Yeah, that's a weird one. And that might be, I mean, that was one of his early ones, so that might have been just one he helped other people on.
But it was after Vacation and Mr. Mom.
It was. Well, those all can't, those all have 83 as their start date, but he might have. Just because that's when the movie came out, he could have helped.
Oh,
That could have been
he
like one of
could
the
have
first ones he
wrote it
wrote.
10 years ago. Yeah,
Yeah, with some other guys.
but he was on fire. Look at how many movies he wrote in 1983. That had to be a fucking load of paycheck right there. Three, 1984, two, 1985, another three, 1986, two, 1987, two, 1988, two, 1989, two. He was making a shit ton of money.
Very
He had to.
prolific, yeah.
And that's just
Yeah.
what that's just writer money. That he was making director money and other stuff. And he was the producer on a lot, so he's cashing in on the profits. That's when Overground Comics came out and everything was written by John Hughes. I was expecting that. But it wasn't that. So what other comics do we have, Bill? Oh, I could talk about High Heaven. 'Cause you didn't get it.
I did not go High Heaven. That is correct.
This one I think you would have liked. You probably would have given it a 4 out of 5. I give it a 4 out of 5. I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I did, for sure. It's an odd tale about this guy who lost his parents. He's kind of like depressed. He's like a depressed dude. And he goes to work every day. And he works next to this girl on the other side of the cube. And his friend comes up to him and says, "You should ask her out." And she said, "She likes you." And he's like, "No, she doesn't. She just feels sorry for me." But he asks her out. And they go out, they kind of go out to lunch, and everything's, they're having a good time, and then he kind of confesses his love for her and says, "Hey, I really care about you, blah blah blah." And she starts crying, and she's like, "I'm getting married." And he's like, "No, I didn't." And says, "I'm getting married to the guy that to the asshole that set him up and said you should ask her out, the coworker. She's getting married to that guy." And he set him up. I don't think she knew about it because she was in tears, but that dickhole that his coworker worked with, he set him up entirely. And as he's depressed and walking away from the girl because he was set up, a piano drops from the sky and kills him. And then he's in hell. No, he's in heaven. He's actually went to heaven. He can't believe he's in heaven. And Peter, St. Peter's there, and he's talking to him, and he's like, "You're an asshole. I should just send you to hell." He didn't like him. He thought he was going to send him to hell, but instead, a lady picks him up and takes him, gives him the spiel, and says, "I'm taking you to your mansion." And the mansion turns out to be like a dorm room. And one of his uncles shows up, but everybody has like all their family greeting him, their pets greeting him in heaven, and he has nobody. And he's wondering where his mother and father are. So he asks his uncle, and his uncle says, "They just mysteriously vanished." So there's that mystery. But I dug it. I liked it a lot. I'm very happy with the Ahoy comics.
It looks like they have a lot of backup material.
Yeah, I didn't read any of it. I do like the comics. They have like these like Golden Age kids comics in the back that are brand new. And High Heaven featured one like an adventure team that goes on adventures and fights dinosaurs and such.
It
And
looks like this issue has a backup by Rick Gehry, ironically. Or
High Heaven?
coincidentally. Yeah.
Let me
Festive
see.
fun times at the New World's Fair.
Rick Gehry.
At least according to my comic shop.
I see the Grant Morrison stuff, which I skipped. But I'm not finding the Rick.
It's Festive Fun Times
Oh,
at New World's
he's the
Fair.
illustrator.
Yeah.
That's prose, so he drew.
Oh, it is prose. Okay.
It's prose, but it has a like little images by each page.
Gotcha.
I skipped that part. I read the comics and then skipped that part, and I read some of the back matter about from the editor. But The Wrong Earth was the next one. This was Tom Payer and Jamal Igel. And this was fantastic. I
Yeah,
like
I don't know why I didn't get this one. I should have
this
got
one
it.
I loved because it's like what if you had Batman 66 and current Batman, like the Dark Knight, cross over and they're in their different worlds. So you have one world that's like happy and one world that's really dark and depressing and violent. And the Batman switched a lot in some cases, and they'd say, "Okay, my sidekick is getting drained of blood from the villain," and the villain switched too. So like the really dark villain's in the happy world, and the lighter villain is in the dark world. So everything's changed. Dragonfly Man is the hero. In one area he's called Dragonfly, and the other one he's Dragonfly Man, and Stinger is like the sidekick, and they switch places essentially, and it's really unique and it's really awesome. If you're a Batman fan, you will really get it because it's like, what the hell's going on? Now these different Batmen have to deal with situations where they're in a totally different world, and the police are after him. In one world, he works with the police, like the Batman 66 world, and in the other world, they're out to kill him. So it's really good. I gave that a 5 out of 5.
Nice.
Jamal Igel's art is really cool. I've always liked his art.
Yeah, me too.
And then Captain Ginger, I'm not going to go into details because you haven't read it, but I'll give an overall. The art is really nice. It's by June Brigman, with writing is by Stuart Moore. And
That's probably why I got it. I probably got it because of the June Brigman.
it's so much like an like Star Trek with cats. So if you like Star Trek with a little
And you
humor
like
thrown in
cats?
cats, but as far as like the adventure, like the bridge and the excitement of like a scene with the Klingons and the starship, you'll like this. If you like Star Trek or episodes of Star Trek, you'll probably like Captain Ginger if you can tolerate that they're cats and there's some weird cat things. So yeah, Ahoy is a new publisher that I'm all in for sure.
And they're not pirate comics.
But you knew that. Somehow you just.
You can confirm this. Another pirate ship
Well, I want to
is
know what your spreadsheet said about the wrong
wrong Earth.
Earth.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me look it up here.
And high heaven. Did you even like write it down?
High heaven, I didn't have any notes for. I don't know why I skipped it. Wrong Earth. Let's see. It's doing a search. It's compressing the data. It's compiling. Still compiling. Still compiling. Okay, I'll talk about the next book I have. So
Okay.
you didn't get this last book?
Which is that book?
House of Waxwork?
No, I didn't.
How
But
did you not get
I
this?
did get Poser, which is from the same publisher.
It is. This is a horror anthology.
Yeah.
How did you not get a horror anthology?
I don't know. Maybe I was gun shy on the publisher.
Waxwork. Aren't they like a famous
I think
company of some
they're a
sort?
music company with comics. I don't know.
Yeah, Waxwork Records. Yeah. Don't you like music? Oh, here we go. My search. We have a hit. Another Earth. What does it say? Hang on, I gotta defilter. Degauss this file. Set it through the processor. Wait, I don't see it. Oh, Wrong Earth. Wrong
Yeah.
Earth number two. I didn't get number one.
You bought number
Okay.
two?
No, I didn't order number two because I didn't get number one.
Oh.
I don't have it. I just missed it. I missed it.
Do
I
you
think I
even
saw Ahoy and said, I don't want any pirate comics and just
do
skipped
you
this whole section.
do you even read previews anymore?
I do. I do. Ahoy, I just missed it. It was too early in the previews. It's an A section. There's too many A comics. Get lost.
Well,
I
tell me
see you.
about House of Wax. Did you buy Poser by chance?
I did buy Poser.
Well, we'll cover that next time.
Sounds good. Let me verify that I heard Poser.
Yeah, verify.
Sounds like something I would order. But my order history has been a little spotty lately.
Yeah.
So I can't confirm. I have to look it up. Yes, Poser.
Okay, we can cover that next time. I'll write it down for next time. We'll at least have one book that we have in common.
Yes. So House of Waxworks has two stories in it, Occult Slumber Party and Lighthouse Keeper. It's kind of like a Tales from the Crypt type thing, where there's a director who's producing the shows, so they show him like in his director's chair, and he introduces the stories. Then they do something which is so cool. I don't think I've seen it before, and when I saw it, I got so excited, I almost fell on the floor. They did like movie posters for each of the stories. So the two stories, each one has a movie poster for it, and
Yeah.
it looks totally like an 80s horror movie poster. It's so awesome. Like you can put this up on your wall. They're so fantastic. And who are they? They were done by Mark Schoenbeck, whoever that is, but they're amazing. Like both stories have one, and they're amazing. They look totally just like a movie poster with the
Should take a
credits and everything.
picture of them.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
So there's two stories in here. I like the first one I gave 5 out of 5. Second one I gave 3 out of 5. So for an average of 4 out of 5. The first story, I really like the art, which is by Christian Debarry, whoever that is. And the story is by Gabe Soria. It's about this family's going on vacation, and under like to a cabin in the woods. And on their way there, they stop at a. The dad wants to stop at an antique store they're passing by, and the kids are like, "Oh, we don't want to go." So he goes in this antique store because he wants to check out if they have anything cool. And the place has like these board games up on the behind the counter. And one of the kids says, "Hey, we should get a board game." So he's like, "All right." So they pick out this board game. What was the board game called? Slumber. It's called Slumber Party. So they bring home this board game, and the daughter's like reading the rules and stuff for it. And it's one of these games where in the middle of the board, it's like a three-dimensional model of this house. And the concept is that you get put in this house and you have to escape it, and there's like cards and stuff. So they start playing the game and they roll the die, and then the die come up 666. And they're like, "Wow, that's weird. What does that mean?" And then their souls are taken out of their bodies, and then they wake up and they're inside the three-dimensional house on the board game. And then they go through each of the rooms, and each one's a challenge, and they have to defeat the challenge in order
To
to get
live?
to get to the next level. Yeah.
Would they
So
die if they failed a challenge?
yeah, a couple of them, like one of the challenges was like these monsters come at them, or vampires come at them, and like the mother gets like bitten and stuff. So slowly, like by the end, like a lot of the family members are like either dead, or I don't know if any of them die, but they're all like the boy becomes like a werewolf and stuff. So stuff happens to them until they get to the end. It was really good, and the art was really good too. I completely was blown away by that story. Then the second story was good, but the ending was kind of, it was weird.
The art had to be good though, 'cause this Jonas guy did Bone Parish.
Oh, is that the Bone Parish guy? Yeah,
Yeah.
Jonas did the art. Yeah, the art was really good, for sure. The second story was this guy gets out of jail and he gets a job at a lighthouse, and the guy who is giving him the job warns him. He says, "You know, the job is you live in the lighthouse, which is it's like out in the water, so it's kind of like an island. Like they have to take a boat to get to it. It's like an island with just this lighthouse on it." And he says, "You'll be out there for 3 months." He said, "There's enough food and everything to last you, but you got to stay in there the whole time. It's like that's where you live and work." And he's like, he just came out of jail, so he's like, "You know, it's fine with me. I'm used to being in one room for an extended amount of time, so it's no big deal. It's fine." And so he warns him, like the ocean gets really rough, and a lot of the guys who stay here get freaked out and start seeing things. And he's like, "Oh, I can handle it." So he spends some time there, and he's there for a while when all of a sudden he starts seeing things and like getting visited by these he gets visited by these like banshees almost from the ocean, and they're chasing him and stuff. And then it gets really weird. Like I'm not going to do a good job of explaining it, but he jumps out the window, but then he wakes up and he's back in jail. And like there's something like, I don't know if it was like a dream or not a dream. So that's where I kind of went off the rails a little bit. Should I read it again to see if I could figure out what exactly happened at the end of it? But that first story, oh man, that was fantastic.
Sounds good.
And those posters are, yeah, I'll definitely snap a pic of that poster and throw it up on the Facebook's page or something.
Cool.
I
I
liked it.
look
I almost want to get
forward
the
to
single
checking it
issues.
out.
I almost want to get the single issues of this. I don't know if any others have been solicited.
Yeah, two's out. The reason I know is because I just added it to my order.
When did it come out?
The month after that one.
Okay. You have to decide if I want to get these in singles or wait for a trade. But will there be a trade?
It's hard to tell because they're kind of new.
Yeah, they haven't had any yet, so
Supposedly, if you buy it from them, you get music too. Martin talked about this because he bought Poser.
okay. I don't know if this one came with music though.
Does it at least have something in you should listen to this or at the beginning of it, or
It does not.
is there advertisement for music?
There is, but not for this book. Like
Okay.
they have an ad for their horror soundtracks.
Are they movie soundtracks? They're horror
They're
soundtracks.
one's no Nosferatu, Krampus, Goosebumps. So Goosebumps is a property.
Movie.
My
Well,
Bloody
so is
Valentine.
Nosferatu. My Bloody Valentine is too.
Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
Mad Monster Party. That might just be monster music. So some of them are for sure. Yeah, but I don't think this is tied to music. Oh wait. On the back cover it says, featuring an original soundtrack, please visit waxworks.bandcamp.com to enjoy while you read. So I guess there was. I don't know why it's
Yeah.
on the back cover though. Maybe I just missed it in the front. I don't see it in the front. I'll have to check it out. I'm a big fan of Bandcamp.
There you go. See, you're lucky to have me here telling you these things because I'm adding to your enjoyment.
Oh, I noticed in the next story there's a Donny Cates story in the next issue.
There you go. I don't know why I didn't order this one because it's sort of in
Ooh,
my alley.
and another one with art by Christian Debarry. Ooh, it. Yeah, I gotta decide. Single issue or trade? Oh. You know
Well,
I want the single
I'm
issues.
gonna talk about Books of Magic because you didn't get it. This is by Carl Howard and Tom Fowler. No wonder I like the art so much.
Really? I haven't seen him in a while.
I'm a fan of Tom Fowler. I didn't even pay attention to it when I read it, and I was like, I really like this art. This is cool. I think my history with Books of Magic was the deluxe format, and then I collected it a little bit, and then I dropped out of Vertigo for some reason. But this was a cool story because it's kind of like a good jumping on point, unlike the other books. I'll be honest with you. I latched onto this as my favorite because it felt like a number one. The other three, not so much. They felt like you were jumping into the Sandman universe or something, and you didn't like have a good starting point. I could say that about House of Whispers, The Dreaming, and sort of Lucifer. The way I would rank them is probably the opposite of the way you would rank them, so this would probably be your least favorite. So my favorite is Books of Magic, my second favorite is Lucifer, my third is House of Whispers, and the last is The Dreaming. And I know The Dreaming I thought was your favorite. So maybe yours would be in the
Oh,
opposite
so
order.
I probably would have hated this.
Yeah, you probably would have hated this. This one was a great issue, number one. It's kind of like a good starting point because he has like Phantom Stranger, Doctor Occult, Mr. E, which I need to grab his first appearance. Who was the other guy? Oh, Constantine. They kind of give it the origin story of them coming and say, hey, you're going to be a great magician. Do you want a mundane life or are you going to choose magic? And he sort of chooses magic and he accepts his prophecy, but he doesn't know. It's not going to come without learning. He doesn't have magic. Like, he goes up to a girl and says, I'm going to show you magic, of course. I'm going to turn this confetti paper into flowers. And he goes, abracadabra, and nothing happens. So he doesn't know shit about magic, really. And he gets bullied after he does that by a bully, and he kind of punches him in the face. And a teacher comes and saves him and says, come on in. And she gives him his first book, and he opens the book and he can't read it. It's pageless. There's no words. He's like, there's no words here. And she goes, you're destined to be a magician, and it'll come with time. The words will show up in the book, and this is your first book. So she gives him his first book. And he takes off, and he eventually gets house to his house, and he actually reads the first. His mom just died, so his father's like in a deep depression. And he opens the book, and he finally can read a few words, but they begin to fade again, and he's like, he's not learning magic as fast as he wanted to. And there's this, it looks like what there could be like three witches that are around a dumpster that want to kill him because they know the prophecy that he's going to be a great magician and they have to stop him. But man, this is good. I really liked it. I'm going to give it a high 4 out of 5. And Lucifer is one I wanted to talk to you about because it's one of those ones that I don't quite understand. The part I like the second Lucifer series that came out from Vertigo. Not the first one. I didn't read the first one. I read the second one. And I like that one a lot. And this one read very confusing to me because it looks like Lucifer's been banished in this world. And it's a weird world. And he can't escape this world. And he originally starts off with no eyes, but he can make his eyes appear. And then I learn about Detective Decker. And I think Detective Decker in the TV show is the female. It's either that or her husband. But that's the kind of humane part of it you can latch on to. Because Detective Decker's wife is terminal. She's going to die. And he kind of takes her for his last ride in the car. And they actually crash and he kills his wife. So he's actually being blamed for, like, killing her where you shouldn't kill her. Kind of like he's not in Portland where people can legally take a pill and die if they chose to, or some countries have the, some states have the right to die. Well, this one doesn't. And the Lucifer part is the one that I'm really having trouble understanding because it's going along with this series, this story with Decker, and I'm just not getting it. The Decker stuff I'm understanding, the Lucifer stuff I'm not getting too well, other than somebody's banished him here. And I think it's Caliban that banished him here, wherever he's trapped. And we'll see what happens. But I liked it. I liked it a lot more than the other ones. So you'll probably like this one third. Books of Magic
Yeah, in my
last.
ranking, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. I don't know why I didn't order Books of Magic.
I
I
thought
think it's
you went
because I
all
never
in.
read any of the past Books of Magic. That's probably why.
What do you care?
Oh, wait, I did order it.
Oh, it's probably
Well,
in your next order
it's in
then.
my next order. All right, so I will be able to rank them.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Oh, I did order it.
And then
Yes.
we can talk about the Lucifer again because I would like to understand what your take is on it.
Fantastic. Excited about this.
I thought you would have ordered it because it was like a bundle, I thought, at
I don't think I
50%
ordered the
off.
bundle. I don't usually get the bundles. I'm too picky.
But
I don't
I
want all
thought
that
it's all
stuff.
number ones, though.
Well, then I just didn't notice it. Let's see. Am I getting some good stuff in my next order? I think I am. Hey,
Probably
you know.
getting a big
For this
box.
month's previews, I ordered 2 issues of Spawn, the same issue as Spawn. Because did you see they're doing a they did one black and white version.
Of the interiors?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
So I ordered both the color and the black
I
and
thought
white.
you fell off of Spawn Monthly.
No, I'm still on board.
Are you still, have you ever fallen off? Or was it Savage Dragon that you fell off?
I never started Savage Dragon. I always did in trades, but I decided to switch over to single issues.
Hmm.
Spawn. I felt. Well, I mean, I didn't. I felt.
I thought
I
you
never
fell off
really.
recently.
No, I didn't fall off. I might have just thought about falling off, but I'm still on board. Man, I was looking at some of the Spawn issues I'm missing. They went
Yeah.
up. They must have gone up in price recently because
Well,
they're expensive.
I'm telling you, the print runs are not high for a lot of them, and they're harder to fill. Like you'll find that, like, if you go to my comic shop, I bet you the ones you're missing are either really expensive or
They're
not there.
out of stock.
Yeah.
And now if I look at
I'm
Mile
having the
High,
same
they're like
problem, but
80 bucks each.
what I did is I have the one closet that I haven't inventoried yet. So I have one through 100 for sure. And then I have like 200 through whatever the current volume number is. And then I'm missing some issues between 100 and 200, but I don't know what they are because I don't have the upstairs inventory yet. So I've kind of stopped on my collecting, but I want it's one that I want to complete the collection. There's two of them that I'm working on completing in the pit, which I'm almost finished with. I have three issues left, I think. And Spawn is the other one.
I have a pit. Well, pit's easier because there's less.
I've already completed all the Youngbloods. That was easy. All the Rob Liefeld stuff. I completed most of everything there. And then my next task will
The
be.
only hard thing with that one is like it rebooted so many goddamn times.
Yeah, but they were easy because, like, Arcade Comics, there was two issues, okay? Robert Kirkman wrote them. They never finished. You have Maximum Press that did some stuff, but it was around a year, a little over a year, and then faded into darkness. So there's not a lot. The Wildcats I'm missing a lot of. I have all of Stormwatch, but I am going to complete my Wildcats in Gen 13 next after I finish my Spawn and Pit. And I kind of have the Max, but I have the Max in the remastered edition
Okay.
from IDW.
Yeah, I have those in single issues. Then I want to get the IDW one, like a hardcover of the IDW one. I don't know if they brought that out yet.
I don't know. I haven't
But
seen it.
that was my goal for that since I already had the original issues.
But did you get Batman the Max, the new one? Number one?
No, number one, yeah.
Oh, can we cover that one next time? You should have your
Yeah.
box by then.
Yes. Let me make
So
sure. Let
I'll
me
put that
verify.
one down.
Yeah, Batman Max is in there.
I would like to do some Sam Keith. The other one I would like to ask you about is, did you do that Howard Chaykin Hey Kids Comics?
I did. I have number one of that.
All right, let's cover that one next time.
Okay.
Do you have anything from Dynamite? Or do you stay away from them?
In my next order?
No, and just in general that you haven't read yet.
I don't think so. I don't get a lot of dynamite.
I like them.
I know you do. There's some good stuff in the next order. I'm very excited about this box. When's it coming? Let's ship it.
I don't ever look,
I
and
don't usually look.
I'm kind of glad because, like, when I opened this box and I saw Die Hard and this Of Dust and Blood, I was like, it was like Christmas because I was
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's Christmas every month.
I don't remember ordering these things. I
Well, and
was
the
all
other thing is,
excited.
you order stuff for a month, but very rarely will most any of like half of that stuff ship in the month it's supposed to. Like they always slide, so
Yeah,
you never
it's
really know what's going to be in a box
right.
or what month it's going to cover.
Right.
It's a wonderful mystery. It's Christmas and previews is the Sears catalog.
Do you have a new preview? Oh, your new previews will be in the next box.
Yes, I have no idea what wonders will be solicited. And I will know now. Even though they may be pirate comics, you should still look at them because they could be non-pirate comics in
Yeah, there
disguise.
could be. I didn't think I would like them. And you know why? Is because when they advertise themselves, they kind of advertise themselves as a humor comic. And I was like, huh, that's going to be I don't know if I'm gonna like it or not. But they don't come
Mm-hmm.
across as like really funny to me. A matter of fact, High Heaven is pretty damn depressing. I mean, it's funny that a piano landed on his head, but it's kind of dark. And Captain Ginger isn't really funny, other than there's some cat tropes that are kind of cute, I guess. I don't know. But that one reads like Star Trek, like you're watching an episode of Star Trek. And the Edgar Allan Poe one just came in, so I'm gonna read that one.
Got that one. I did because I was trying to like picture it in my mind, like Edgar Allan Poe as a pirate, and I just couldn't wrap my mind around it.
You didn't get it, or you did?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I can't envision Edgar Allan Poe as a pirate. So, pass.
Arr.
Arr, I'm
Anybody
Edgar
but
Allan
it could be
Poe.
turned into a pirate.
It's true. That's true.
Got
What
any
was I
other
gonna look up?
comics?
I don't think I have any other ones.
I'm just gonna do a lightning round. I read all of the
Oh, wait. I do have a couple. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
go ahead.
Here's a quick one. The Venom Vietnam book, one shot. Did you read that one?
No.
It's really good. Who did this one anyway? I don't even know.
It's Donny Cates.
Oh, is it the Donny Cates one? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really good. So it's the story of the original Spawn's aliens coming to the Vietnam or being used in the Vietnam War. It was good.
Venom.
Venom.
Oh, what was the art like? Is it good?
Yeah, who did the art?
It was a one shot, right?
Yeah, it's just a one shot. Don't know, I can't find any credits. They hid them somewhere.
Third page, first page, or last page?
I'm looking first. I checked those. Oh, it's the fourth page. No, Juan and Ramirez. There you go. I read that, and then I had one graphic novel that I got from the library. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Called Sheets by Brennan Thumler.
I
Brenna Thumler.
never heard of this one. This is your pinky in the air
This is my
thing.
pinky in the air. It's from Lion Forge, their Cub House line of books. So I think it's their younger YA books.
You know what? I've been impressed with their stuff, though. Like, I bought a couple of
Oh, the Lion Forge.
their hardcovers sight unseen.
Yeah.
And I've thumbed through them. I haven't read them yet, but they look really, really good.
And this one is a soft cover. It's about a so it's about a girl whose family owns a laundromat. So they kind of it's a building where they live upstairs and then downstairs is the laundromat. And at this point in the story, when the story starts, the mother of the family has died, and the father is really depressed and kind of, I don't think he's working. Like, I don't know if he quit his job or what. Oh, no, I think he just worked running the laundromat, but he stopped really participating in the laundromat. So the daughter, who she's in high school, she kind of runs the laundromat. Like, after school, I think in the morning, like before school, and then after school, she runs the laundromat. So she's, trying to keep up with that. And then there's this guy who wants to buy their property to open a spa. So he keeps coming in and putting like pamphlets out for his new spa that's going to open in this location, because I think he sees it as his opportunity now that the business is kind of struggling because the daughter's running it. And then it jumps to the other story, which is there's this kid ghost in the ghost world who he's kind of like an outcast ghost. Like He has a problem. He lies a lot about things and exaggerates things, so the other ghost kids don't really like him. And he's depressed, and he ends up jumping on this ghost train and comes to the physical world. And then he ends up meeting the he ends up going to the laundromat and meeting this girl, and then it's kind of they kind of grow a bond, but it follows the story of the girl and her going to high school and the problems she's having in high school, and then it kind of culminates with the ghost like helping her with the business and stuff. It was really well done. I like the color scheme in the book. It's kind of like a almost muted color palette, but it was really good. And it's a the reason I picked it up from the library is it was whenever they bring out like lists of like nominated books for the Eisners or whatever, I always look them up to see if the library has them, and this is one it had. So this is a pretty, I think it's getting good acclaim. At least I don't know if it's won awards, but at least it's getting nominated for awards. But it was really good.
Cool. That's
So
good that you have a
recommend.
library that has that.
Yeah, my library does fairly good job at getting stuff, so they do good when it comes to the younger ones especially. To recommend it was really good.
I'm gonna do a quick lightning round. I read all of the DC, what are they called?
Comics.
Hanna-Barbera crossovers.
Oh, I have some of those. I haven't yet to read them, all of them.
Did you get like the newest batch, like Green Lantern, Huckleberry Hound,
I don't think I got that one. I got the
Deathstroke,
Porky
Yogi
Pig
Bear?
one.
No, those are Warner Brothers though. These are Hanna-Barbera.
Same thing.
No, they're different. You're like Martin. You say they're the same thing. There's a difference between the Bugs Bunny world and the Hanna-Barbera world. They're not the same property. Looney Tunes is not Hanna-Barbera.
You're talking about the cartoons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same.
No, they're not.
I'm pretty sure they are. Continue.
You're wrong. You are so wrong.
So DC's publishing both of them? Oh, is the Looney Tunes one the ones for kids? The little kids comics, like
No, the Looney Tunes ones are like Elmer Fudd, Batman, Bugs Bunny, Superman.
Yeah, Porky Pig.
I'm asking if you've delved in the Hanna-Barbera, which is like Top Cat, Yogi Bear, Megilla Gorilla,
Those are the
Huckleberry
kids'
Hound.
ones. Yeah, like Scooby-Doo.
No, damn it, Scooby-Doo is not it. Scooby-Doo, is it Hanna-Barbera? I don't know. I think it is.
Wait, so DC's doing the same thing with two different cartoon lines?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think they own them.
Oh. Are they gonna do the Smurfs?
No, that's not, that's something else. Paper Cuts owns the Smurfs rights.
What about WWE, WWF Superstars of Wrestling?
That's Boom.
That was a good cartoon. What about Mr. T and the T-Force?
That was Now Comics. I'm pretty good at this, huh?
I'm trying to think of other. What about Gilligan's Island, the cartoon?
Oh man, I do not know if there's a Gilligan's Island comic book, but now you got me real curious.
And now I'm
I don't
curious too.
think there. I you had me there. You had me there. I looked. I couldn't find it. I was stumped there for a second. Oh, there it is! Woo! There it is! There you go, Daryl.
The
The Lord's work has been interrupted.
had to come eventually.
Yeah.
Record for this long.
I thought we were gonna go sneeze free. Wow. This one I'm surprised you didn't get. Green Lantern, Huckleberry Hound, because it's Mark Russell. I thought you liked Mark Russell.
I do. Let me verify while you discuss it. Hound. Nope.
I didn't think you would. But this is Huckleberry Hound and Green Lantern. This one, Mark Russell puts a lot of politics in his comic. I
Yes,
mean,
he does.
he doesn't, he's not shy about it. He just flat out says. So the sad thing about this, though, is he's taking us back to the Vietnam era, and what it kind of shows you as a reader is in the United States, we really haven't improved some things in life. Like, things haven't gotten better. This one focuses around, a guy, John Stewart, his brother gets back from Vietnam, and his friends get back and they're trying to celebrate, and guess what? You got the white lady across the street calling the cops, and the cops come and they beat him and they kill his brother, essentially. John Stewart then goes to Vietnam. He can't use his ring because he's being tested by Katamatu, who actually turns into his girlfriend in real comics around the Mosaic time frame, I think it is, in DC Comics. And she eventually gets killed in continuity, but these books are not in continuity. And Huckleberry Hound is kind of like a comedian that put down Nixon in the military while he was on a military tour. You know how Bob Hope used to do the military tours? Well, he kind of did that, and now he's a failed comedian, so he's kind of working at bars across the way. And it's a dark look at commentary and politics is what this really is. But it's really well done. Mark Russell knows what he's doing. And it was a good one. Yogi Bear Deathstroke, a little more lighthearted, as some villains. I've seen these villains before, but god dang, I don't remember where I've seen them. They're creepy. They're like a Boris and Natasha, but they're in the Hanna-Barbera vein. They are capturing animals in Yellowstone Park and turning them into monsters. And it's up to the park ranger, Yogi Bear, and Deathstroke to rescue Boo Boo and take down this hive outfit. And I liked it a lot because I liked the way Yogi Bear was written. And we then get a book that I would love to cover on this show because there was the beef. Are you there? I think I just lost Bill. How would you rate this call? Was bad because I just lost him. What happened?
I clicked on the wrong button.
You hung up on my ass because you didn't want me to talk about
I was
politics?
you're getting too political. And I said, that's it. I'm quitting this podcast. That's it. I'm done.
So fuck this
Out.
shit.
No, I was trying to click on
I
another window and this one popped up.
You're trying to stop the porn from streaming?
Was a pop-up that I had to close quickly.
Yeah, it was the ass to mouth streaming.
Even remember what I was doing now. God damn. I was looking something up. What were you talking about?
Was talking about a book that we should have covered on this
That's
show.
it. What was it? I was going to look it up.
Yeah. Well, I was like beef. Except it's the opposite. And that's why I like this one, because this one is saying, don't eat kale. Because kale is a being that came from another planet. And you're killing it. And it was Superman Top Cat by Dan DiDio. This is so anti-vegetarianism. I
Oh,
loved
I didn't get it. Good
it.
thing. Good thing, or I would have to.
So it was, if you have the beef on one end, this is the opposite of the
I would
beef.
start DC Gate.
Yeah. This comic book Daryl would like, 'cause it's like, don't eat greens, man. It's very anti-greens. And then my favorite was Nightwing McGilla Gorilla. And Megilla Gorilla's a Hollywood ape that wants to make a Dick Grayson film based on the Flying Graysons. And it's weird because he wants to play Dick Grayson's father. And you just have a monkey playing him. And but it's pretty dark because he has a, Dick Grayson's like, you can't do this without my permission. I don't want you to do it. And then he throws a tantrum and goes after his agent because he said you said this was going to happen and now it's not going to happen. And Megilla Gorilla's famous, like he's made a lot of blockbusters. He doesn't make flops. And he's really upset with his agent, and then his agent gets murdered, so Megilla Gorilla is the prime suspect, and Nightwing knows he's innocent, and he has to work with Megilla Gorilla to determine his innocence, and it involves like Grape Ape and Megilla Gorilla's sister and other apes, and one of the characters was Grape Ape's sidekick, and he turns out to be a bad guy, but it was really entertaining. And then you get a backup of Secret Squirrel, and that was a lot of fun because mostly for me because Tom Mandrake drew it, and I love Tom Mandrake's art. Like I really love his art. And that was a four-part comic that went across all four issues. So these were a lot of fun. You would have liked the Kale issue.
I don't think so. I'm already writing a letter to DC Comics. I can't decide if I'm going to send it to them or just post it to their Twitter page to decide. I got to pick the right hashtags.
All right, let's jump into movies and
All
TV.
right.
What do you
I
got?
saw last weekend my son and I went to see Venom, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys
We liked it.
think? What did your son think? That's what I
He
want to
liked it.
know. Yeah?
Yeah, it was,
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was really well done.
Cool.
I think they could have shortened it a little bit, but beyond that, I thought it was really fun. It was quite
It was pretty
enjoyable.
good.
We
Yeah.
both liked it.
Was better than I thought it was gonna be, so I was surprised.
Yeah, I saw it later, so I knew that people were liking it, so they definitely spent some money on it, so
Yeah, and it was a hit. It was a hit for Sony, so they're making more. This is supposed to be a trilogy, Venom movies.
yeah, I thought it was good, and the lead actor, whatever his name is, he did a good job, I thought. He was fun to watch.
Yeah, the Road Warrior.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
The Road Warrior slash Bane. Whatever his name is.
Tom Hardy, is that guy's name?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
So we enjoyed it, and my son enjoyed it. He's 11. It was fine for him. They said shit a lot. You think these things you know?
Did they? I didn't pay
The only
attention to the
yeah, you only
cussing
notice if you're
level.
sitting next to your 11-year-old son.
Yeah, and then he's saying,
They're
shit!
saying shit about everything. But the violence was no worse than any other of the
Thing
superhero
you see on
movies. Yeah. It
TV. Yeah.
was fine.
And it's kind of like exaggerated with the Venom
And the Venom guy, he's
biting
not really
stuff.
scary because he's more funny than scary.
Yeah. It's got a sense of humor to him.
So we liked it.
We saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh.
And that was very good. It's probably my fourth favorite film this year.
Interesting. Yeah, I want to see that. I like the actor.
The guy that played, well, actually, the guys that play the whole Queen are pretty
Okay.
phenomenal. Even the actress that kind of it was Freddie Mercury's best friend and was engaged to at some point. before he realized he was bisexual slash gay. She was really good. And I've been told that they've taken some liberties with the timeline, but other than that, I mean, there's it's close enough to being true. And I think they got the Bland's blessing, so that was cool. And I was in the film. Mike Myers was in the film. I played the record producer for EMI.
Ooh, very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. The guy who played Freddie Mercury is phenomenal. Like I think it's Academy Award type thing, but I don't know if it'll be that. I don't know.
Yeah, I only know him
But
from the whatever it's called, Mr. Robot. He's really good in that.
yeah, I don't know what Mr. Robot is, so I've never seen it, but this guy just everything that I saw about Freddie Mercury on MTV or any time I've seen him, he just had he had the same bone structure too. I don't know, it just made him look like the part. What
Looking
did Barb
forward
tell
to it.
who'd you say the drummer was? The boy that was he was Angel in one of the X-Men movies, Apocalypse.
Okay.
The guitar player we couldn't figure out, and the bass player was interesting. Who was the bass player again? Oh, he was the kid in Jurassic Park, the first one. I found that
Really?
interesting. Yeah, he was the bass player. It's really, really cool movie. I really like how it started because he kind of worked at one of those airports that would unload the luggage. You know, like he would do that, and his parents kind of didn't like that he would go out. 'Cause he is like Indian based. Like I didn't know that. But like from India. Was it India? Where was it from? It was from somebody somewhere, but it looked in his father looked Indian and his mother did to me in the movie, but it might have not been India. It might have some other place. And
Asian country.
they went to London and that's where he grew up and his father was pretty depressed with his lifestyle and him not giving back and he says, "Oh, I don't want to end up like you." And he would always go watch this band play, which I forget what the band's name. I think they're called Smile or something like that. And at this point, the lead singer of Smile decided, "Hey, you guys are holding me back. I want to go do my own thing." And he left and he went to the backstage with these guys and he's like, "I've written some songs. Would you at least consider them, you know?" And they were like, "Oh, we just lost our singer." And he goes, "You have anybody in mind?" And he goes, "Me." And they all laughed at him because they said, "You got too much damn teeth. You got your jaw is like." And he starts walking away, but Freddie Mercury had like this confidence, like he's like. He just started singing, and the guys were like, "Fuck, this guy's voice is awesome." And then when he starts taking stage, and he was always confident in what he was, it showed how this band became family, and then how this one producer, I guess he was like an agent of his, kind of corrupted his mindset and took him away from family. And, got him into, I think, was a dangerous lifestyle. Like being gay is not a dangerous lifestyle, but having like this unprotected sex with strangers and shit is a dangerous lifestyle, and kind of got him into that.
Especially
But
back then.
yeah, so it was pretty awesome. That was a good film.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing it. I'm not a huge Queen fan, but there's certainly a band I think worth learning the history of,
Well,
just for Freddie.
they showed for, yeah, it's worth it. Just because they did stuff that's different. Like
Yeah, for sure.
I love when they did their second album and they go, he just started listening to opera music and he's like, I want to
I want to do
incorporate this in
that.
there. And these guys are like, what the fuck? And they like make fun of that song, I Love My Car. It's like they all wrote different songs and they would like poke at each other, and it's pretty incredible the chemistry that they had in this movie. It was pretty amazing. I like Queen a lot. A huge fan of their songs and their albums, and I love the soundtrack to Flash Gordon, which they didn't get to at all. And they also did the soundtrack for Highlander, the first movie, which I absolutely adore. You have that song, "Who Wants to Live Forever?" I love that song. But I would love to see more. They got an Elton John movie coming out, I think, in the spring. And I'm not a big fan of Elton John.
But you know, he lived a life.
It's not about Elton John. I saw
What's the
Elton
Elton John
John.
movie about?
Barb says it's like a fantasy based on Elton John.
Ah.
Rocket Man. It looked like a documentary to me.
Well, Barb.
The preview of it didn't look like, it looked exactly like the Queen movie to me. But Barb's right, probably. It looked. That was a concert, though.
Yeah, they do it with wires, Barb.
He was on drugs. Okay, Barb says we're gonna go see a fantasy movie about Elton John. There's gonna be a lot of stuff in it. But I would love to see, like, for me personally, God, I would love to see a Rush, like a Tom Sawyer, title it Tom Sawyer, do a Rush one. And I would love to see, like, a Journey, Don't Stop Believin', a Styx, Come Sail Away, and Foreigner, Jukebox Hero. I would love to see these movies because I love these bands. I would love to see a movie on Depeche Mode because I find them fascinating. And
They should do a Morrissey movie.
Morrissey's another one, like the
Yeah, there's Smiths
Smiths
and then
and
the solo.
Morrissey. Oh my God, that would be awesome. The Outfield, I love the Outfield. I would love to see it play deep. Yeah, there's a lot of movies I would like to see. But like
I don't know about Rush though. Rush seems like they're very boring.
I don't know, they seem fascinating to me. They seem, of all the rock bands, like if you said Mike, like Barb would disagree with me 100% on this. She's not a Rush fan. But of all the bands that I would have loved to see, like I would love to see Rush. I mean, there's just something about the drums and
No, I
something
mean,
that just
yeah, they're like they're
they
phenomenal
fucking light it
musicians.
up. Oh my
But I think a
God.
movie about them would be boring because I think that they're like so serious about their
Studio.
music that they just
Yeah.
focused on that. So there's like I could be wrong, but I don't think they have a very interesting
Wow,
backstory.
Bill is going against the Canadians. I can't believe this.
It's true.
Go down
Against
with
the
the
movie. I forgot
Canadians. Do
about
you hear
that.
that, listeners? Bill is bringing down the Canadians. He's just pro-America and British now.
Now,
Because he did say the Smiths.
yeah, and if there was a Men at Work movie,
Australians. Down under. I would call that one Vegemite Sandwich.
that'd be good. You can do that because Colin Hay has actually had an interesting life, so that would be a good movie.
Well, isn't Midnight Oil from Australia too?
They are.
That guy was a politician. The bald guy. Beds are burning. You know my favorite song from Men at Work, and I just it's probably not their most popular one, but I just love Be Good Johnny.
Be good,
God,
be
I
good.
love that song.
Be good, be
Be
good,
good,
be
be
good.
good, be good, be good Johnny. I only like dreaming all the day long. I love that song.
I'm a fan of Men at Work and Colin Hay's solo career. He was actually just on an episode of The Resident.
Does he have a glass eye?
No, he's a lazy eye. I
Okay,
don't think it's glass.
when I was in high school, I think it was in no, I was in junior high, I think, when they hit. It might have been high school, but I always thought he had a glass eye because it would not move. Like his other eye would move, and that one eye
Yeah, he had the
wouldn't.
one eye, which was wonky. Yeah, but he was.
That one album is like awesome. Their first release
Yeah, they're the popular
with
one.
Be
Yeah.
Good John. Oh yeah, Who Can It Be Now and
Yeah, that
stuff.
was
It
huge.
I love that one. That one is just like every song is like perfect on that. And Rush came to me like way late. Like my appreciation for them came more towards when I started podcasting, I think, from
Really? So you didn't
Eric Martin,
really,
yeah.
so you didn't
But
latch on to
I
them
love
back in the
Tom's.
80s. I remember in, I think it was 7th grade, Rush Signals came out. That was big.
Well, Tom
Subdivisions.
Sawyer was I. I love Subdivisions. I think that one in Limelight could be my favorite songs, but Subdivisions I think is my top. I just love just the whole chemistry of that song. I just God, that
Yeah, and a lot
song's
of Rush
good.
fans don't like that album. I like it though, because
Yeah,
that was
maybe.
the first one I heard, so. And then after that, Tom Sawyer, of course.
Yeah, that's probably their most popular song.
And that album. But yeah, I remember, yeah, 7th grade, I remember it. I remember I had the cassette. Had the
Yeah,
cassette.
I had met.
We had to do a
I've had all
when I
of
was in seventh
these.
grade, we had to do a presentation on our favorite record, and I did Rush Signals.
I'm impressed. And then you're like down with the Canadians now in your old age. You're like, fuck those guys. I don't want to
I
see
just don't
anything
think a movie
about
would
them.
be that exciting.
Fuck those guys. I'm too pretentious for this band. I only like death metal. What band does nobody know about? Let me Google them. Okay, that's who I like. I love Journey too. Like Steve Perry just cut another album, which I found was really weird 'cause I hadn't heard him sing in ages. And I know Foreigner's traveling without Lou Gramm 'cause Lou Gramm went all religious.
Yeah, a lot of those old bands are back again because there's chance to make more money.
But they're not with like Steve Perry is not with Journey anymore. Adam Lambert is with Queen. Tommy Shaw is the lead singer of Styx, even though he was in Styx. Dennis DeYoung is gone.
Yeah, in some of those cases, they had to get new people.
Foreigner Lou Gramm, their replacement. My parents went to see Foreigner, which I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous, because Foreigner is my favorite band. To be honest, people make fun of me. Like I you wouldn't believe, but I love Foreigner. God, I love Foreigner like nobody's business. And they went to go see him with the new singer, and the new singer is really good. They got me a CD of him singing the songs, and he's really good. I even saw him on a DirecTV concert. Yeah, God, I like them. And the Outfield, man, that was my high school band. I love the Outfield. As a matter of fact, it's one of the bands that even when they weren't popular, I just followed. Do you ever have a band that you follow and regardless of album, you get it? And the Outfield's that band for
Yeah,
me.
a bunch of bunch. I got a bunch of stuff like that. Not the outfield, though.
Same thing with Blink-182 for me. Like I follow every band. Plus 44, Angels and Airwaves, Blink-182. I love that band. And any band that they play with, I just am biased. The Connells is another one, but nobody knows them. I fucking love the Connells.
Irish or
Like,
something?
no, I think they're States. I think they're Boston based. I'm not sure. We saw them at the Fox Theater in Boulder. And me and Barb, this was like when we were first getting the Colorado Springs, like the Connells. I bought the Connells CD Ring in high school, and it was, to me, it's like the best traveling like music that you could ever have when you're driving. I like love the Connells, and then I kept buying everyone after it. Like I, n nobody knew the songs, but for some reason the guy's voice,
Yeah,
they
you
have
just
like
like
two
it.
singers sometimes. I just latch on to it and their style of music. And then we saw him in concert, and then I was done. Like I was like, I love this band. I love them. The Proclaimers were another band that was, God, they were great. You wouldn't think that two guys that look like each other, brothers that look like each other, could like be awesome
They're
performers, like
and those
just
they're from
lighten up the
Texas,
crowd.
right?
No, I think they're from
There's yeah,
Ireland or
one of
Scotland or
those,
one of
yeah.
those places. North Carolina. The Connells are from North Carolina.
Okay.
The Connells are awesome, huh, Barb? God, they're good. Damn it. Oh, the Lemonheads are another band.
Like the Lemonheads.
With both of those bands have a connection to our fishing trip with Ping and the Pierre. That was such a great fishing trip. Oh my God.
Sometimes the music we life it, like is tied to events in our lives.
Oh my God. You ought to have seen us sing I Would Walk 1,000 Miles, because we were the most diverse. It was me, my brother Barb, Ping, and Pierre. Ping was from China. Pierre was a French Canadian. The acoustics in that. In the, we were in Barb's Chevelle singing that song on cassette tape. Chevette, yeah, that's what it was. I wish it was a Chevelle. That would have been a badass car. That's a muscle car. Your Chevette could barely make it up Garbage Pail Hill. Not when I was driving it to work. Yeah. I just remember, I remember we got that snowstorm and it was so light that I had to, I, me and Jason Lodermilk, no, it happened in your car too, because Jason Lodermilk, in the Fiat, he would have to sit in the trunk. No, it was yours because I lifted up the hatch and he sat in the back. It was yours. You weren't even there. These cars were not made for snow. I had a 78 Fiat Spider. What year was yours? An 81 Chevette and a 78 Fiat Spider. Not
Nice.
meant for Colorado. I saw a lot of Halloween movies too. I saw Halloween 1, the original, which to me is way scary. And then my favorite, Halloween 2. I love Halloween 2.
I need to watch that again.
And
I don't even barely remember
I, well, it has the guy from The Last Starfighter. And I love The Last Starfighter. Even Chris got it. Like my, I said, my favorite's, Chris Campbell says, it has the guy from Last Starfighter.
that.
And I was like, yeah. But I loved it. I know why they didn't put it in canon, and Daryl straightened me out on it, but I had to watch it again to see it, but that's where they point out that Laurie is the sister of Michael Myers, and they didn't want that to
Okay,
happen.
so that caused it to
But
be
it made
left out,
sense.
yeah.
But Halloween 2 takes place in the hospital, and it is the creepiest shit ever, I think. To me, it's the scariest Halloween by a landslide. Because it opens up from the beginning of the first one, and Loomis just shoots him 6 bullets in his head and body, and then he goes outside and the body's gone. And then the next part is he finds out that what's her name, Jamie Lee Curtis, is at the hospital and goes to the hospital and murders everybody there. So I saw Halloween and Halloween. Two
Dose.
again. Halloween 2, is my favorite. I wanted to rewatch the Rob Zombies, but I couldn't find them on DirecTV, what do you call it,
On demand,
on
yeah.
demand. But I did watch, and I was talking to Barb about this. I don't remember watching it, but we watched Michael Myers,
Curse
the
of
Curse
Michael
of Michael
Myers.
Myers. Yeah.
I never saw that.
And that was very interesting. It starred Ant-Man. What's his name?
Oh, Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Really? He must have been young.
No, guess who he plays though? He plays Tommy, which is the kid that Jamie Lee Curtis was babysitting in the first one.
Okay.
So he's like grown up Tommy, and you find out that Michael Myers has another relative, and he goes after this relative, and she just had a baby, so Paul Rudd is trying to protect this little baby, like a little baby. And what's his name is in it? Donald Pleasance is in it again. But I don't remember how he survived out of two, because in two he almost burns alive. He lights a match in the gas thing to light Michael Myers on fire, and they both blow up. So I was like, how the hell is he?
You
He
survive.
must have di Donald Pleasance must have died during the filming of Curse of Mike Myers, because it says in memory of Donald Pleasance at the end of it,
Okay. Or after
or
filming,
the production, or after filming. So yeah, that was an interesting movie, because there's another catch to it with about religion. Like there's a cult at the hospital that's like worshiping some kind of religion of Michael Myers. And they're responsible for some of the deaths, and it's crazy. But it was a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
yeah, no, I didn't. I have
So
not seen that.
I've seen three Halloween movies, and I recorded four and five, so I'm going to watch them. Halloween 3, I was very interested in watching, 'cause I've never seen it, because it wasn't a Michael Myers film. It's Seasons of the Witch, and I was interested because of the link to the masks, to see how they were exploring like Michael Myers's mask or something. So I want to check that out, but I haven't seen that one. I
Cool.
know we watched another one, Hunter Killer. That was a good one. No, my favorite movie of the year was Searching. It's number three. Yeah, Hunter Killer was, it's kind of like a Hunt for Red October suspense movie with American and Russian subs. And it's a coup where somebody's trying to take over in Russia, and they're using the pre one of the presidents to capture him and kill all of his support group to start like World War III. And that was a really good one. Gary Oldman, and who's the other guy, Barb? Gerard Butler. He was in 300, right? Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my that was a really good movie. Any other movies you've
Watched a
watched?
couple. I watched Jigsaw,
I haven't seen
which
that
is the
one
new
yet.
Saw movie. That was good. I mean, I like the Saw movies, so.
I do too, because they're not really horror to me.
No, they're.
It's almost like if you committed a sin, I'm gonna go after you. Like it's like a Punisher horror
But it's
movie.
also it's like a they're all like mysteries, like because there's
Yeah.
people trapped and they're trying to figure out how to escape. That's what intrigues me about them. Even though I know only one person's going to survive, if that.
Yeah.
Then, the traps are all cool, so. But this is good. It was a good one. It was entertaining. Kind of weird at the end, but it was good. I also watched another horror movie, Annabelle Creation. I watched.
Oh, that's a new one too.
Yeah. Which, that was okay. I didn't think that was too, was that great. I thought it was kind of slow. Slow to start. But it tells about the origin of the Annabelle doll.
Annabelle's the doll. Yeah. There's like three Annabelle movies, isn't there?
Yeah,
And they're all linked.
think so.
It's linked to something else, The
Yeah, The
Conjuring, I
Conjuring
think.
was the first, which I've seen. I think I saw The Conjuring one, and then now I've seen this one. I don't think I've seen any of the in-between ones. I don't know why I got this one, but doesn't really matter.
One that I bought and we haven't watched yet that I forgot I bought it, but I want to watch it is the Manchester House or the Winchester.
Was that a movie?
Because yes, it stars, God, what's her name? She won an Academy Award. Helen something. Helen
Mirren?
Mirren. Yeah. But I've always been fascinated with the Winchester House. Like I if we ever get to
Yeah,
California,
me
I want to
too.
visit this house. I like to go to weird things like that, and I want to see this house. So I actually bought this movie sight unseen because I didn't see it at the theater,
What's it
and I
called?
want to check it out. Winchester, I think.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it here. I want to see it too. There's a comic about it, but I didn't care for the comic. There you go, Winchester. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to request it.
Yeah, I want to see that one. I'm doing pretty good about keeping up with my shows. I'm all caught up on Legends of Tomorrow and Green Arrow. Did you like Silencer? Did you read that comic, New Age of Heroes?
I get it in singles, but I'm behind.
They had her in Arrow. And I just want to say,
The TV
it
show?
looked pretty, yes,
Really?
and it looked pretty badass. Like,
Oh my.
I guess I never really grasped like her power set, how she could put this like silence
Oh, how it
bubble
would work in
around
real
her,
life? Yeah.
how it would work in real life. Like, my brain just couldn't comprehend like the advantages of it and
Yeah.
stuff. And then I saw it on Arrow because she's one of the longbow hunters, and I was like, holy shit, that's badass. Like, it is badass.
I'm surprised they went
And
for such a new character.
yeah, I was blown away. I was like, holy fuck.
Wow.
Because in the comic book, she's in the League of Assassins, but in
Right.
here, she was a longbow hunter. It's a little different,
Okay.
but when you see her powers in action,
I
and
need
then
to see that now.
She was fighting Black Canary, and Black Canary couldn't do shit with her acoustics.
True. It's a perfect weapon against a
Yeah.
sound one.
I've always enjoyed Arrow. Some people give it shit. I like this season because it's like Arrow in prison. It's like Riverdale. Archie is in prison.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, for the murder of somebody. But he's a dumbass. He fucking confessed to a murder he didn't commit just to avoid the trouble of having to go to court in another year for a retrial. What a dumb fucking ass. And there's like it's like Fight Club at that prison. It's crazy. So yeah, I'm caught up on Riverdale. I'm only one episode behind on Supergirl and Flash. Flash is still my least favorite for some reason. Because of all the series, that one seems like I'm watching the same thing over and over again. And I stick with it. Oh, Titans has been amazing. I am fucking blown away. Every Friday it comes out, every Friday I watch it. This last Friday introduced the Doom Patrol, and I fucking had
I know,
goosebumps.
I
I mean,
so
it
want to
was
see that.
fucking, oh my God, when Robot Man comes
That
in,
would be amazing.
And then they had like Larry like cooking. Oh man, Negative Man. I was like, holy fuck. And then they introduced Rita, and I'm like, how are they gonna do her? And I was like, oh my god, this is awesome because she's the actress that you always wanted it to be. Like, I'm like, Elastigirl. Oh man, this is badass. Oh man, I was so excited. And Niles Calder is like, he's creepy. But he keeps this like family of misfits together. I like it. Oh, I thought it was awesome. Like, to me, the service is so worth it. 'Cause it's only like $6. I've already gotten like way my money's worth. Plus, I'm reading comics on there, so it's like 1 hour, one show is 50 minutes. To me, that's like four or five comics. If you got it at Comixology, you're paying $1.99 a comic, roughly, if it's not on sale. So, service is well worth it.
Yeah, it's very tempting.
It's really dark, though. Like, their choice of is interesting, and I like it because it's like an Elseworlds. Like the Starfire take, brilliant, I think. I think it is. Robin's a lot darker. Beast Boy's pretty amazing. Raven is like almost satanic. Like, even though her father's Trigon, she's creepy. She's like the girl that spins her head around in The Exorcist. So it's like rated what I call PG-15. It's not quite, it's a little over PG-13, in my opinion, but not quite R. And then the Hawk and Dove, oh my God, they are awesome. Good stuff. Titan, top notch.
Eventually, I'll have to give in and
You get a free 30-day trial. Like, if you just wait until Titans is done, I think there's only 11 episodes. They'll be on week 5 this week. But if you wait another couple months, you can watch a full season and get your 30-day trial. And that'll give you an idea, though. Like, even if you wanted to do it now, what's the harm? You join and then you quit. You just got to remember to quit. I think that's what Martin's gonna do. He's gonna quit till they get more series back on there or something.
yeah. Do want to see
Plus, you can watch a lot of other stuff. Your kids might like the cartoons, I don't know.
that. No, I definitely think they're on the right track with it seems. With what they've made available.
Yeah. So did you watch read any or watch any TV?
I don't think anything outside of the usual. We have.
No Canadian shows?
I am watching Kim's Convenience on Netflix, which is that's a sitcom, Canadian sitcom about a Korean family that owns a convenience store, and it's one where the mother and father are like the older Koreans, and then the two kids who are in their 20s, but they're born and raised in Canada, so they're, the modern generation. So it's about the differences between the generations. It's really funny. It's a good show. That's on Netflix. They have the first two seasons on Netflix. That's good. And we've been watching I think we're caught up on The Gifted.
Oh, I am caught up on that. Do you like it as much as I do? I think it's amazing.
I like it. I like it more than I like the CW shows.
I just find like the tension is really good. Like, whose side would you choose in some of the cases? Because of the racism, do you know what I mean? Or I guess it's mutism, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's so bad, but you could kind of see like where the Sentinel Service guy is now with the purifiers, and you're like, it's intense, man. It really is. And the division of brother and
Yeah,
sister, I
you
mean,
almost got the three different
it's kind of
sides.
deep.
Or actually four sides now, because they have the rebellion.
They have, but that one with Urg that live in the sewers, they're kind of like the Morlocks. They seem to be like the ones that are passive. Well, there's the rebellion with our main characters. There's the Morlocks. There's the team with the what are they called? The Cuckoos. I can't remember the main woman that's the evil person. And then you have the Sentinel Services and the Purifiers now. The Purifiers are a little more racial intent. They come across like neo-Nazis to me in that
And then,
show.
well, the Hellfire Club is the other one, right?
Yeah, but she came from the Hellfire Club. She murdered everybody in
Right, she
it.
took over.
Yeah, she took over. Yeah, I like that show.
The only one I used to be annoyed by the brother, but I like him more now that he's evil. Well, he's not really evil, but how did he switch sides?
He's good this season, ever since he got the white hair or the Yeah, I dig it.
And those twins or the triplets are creepy.
Yeah, the cuckoos, they're Emma Frost's clones is what the cuckoos are. Yeah, that's good. We're caught up on Bull. That show's is really good this season. Very personal season.
Yeah, I don't. That's the one I don't watch that one.
That show is probably, God, I gotta stack it up there as being one of my favorites because I could be dirt tired, like from work, and I could be like wanting to go to bed. And I'll stay up and watch an episode of Bull. Like I won't pass out during it.
Funny.
And if a show is like when I'm exhausted and I can't like put it down, that show's got to be up there. Cause I'll pass out on most shows.
You're turning into an old man.
Yeah, I am. Getting too old for this shit, man. I used to be able to work like long ass days. Like, and just get minimal sleep and then repeat, rinse
I
and
remember
repeat.
those days.
And now it's like, it just sucks the living life out of me. Like, I just want to pass out. I'm getting old,
You'd
Bill.
rather sleep.
Yeah.
I know. You don't gotta tell me about it.
Ha.
Creeping towards middle age, or I guess past middle age. Getting closer to retirement.
Gotta select my health care options this week. I hate doing it because it's like we have too many options in my opinion, and it's hard to pick the right one based on what you anticipate. Because you have to make a guess how many times you're going to be at the hospital. How many times is this going to happen? What is the risk? Do I want to be risk averse? Oh,
That does
man.
sound like to me. We don't have to choose that much stuff.
Yeah,
We didn't really have much choice.
we have like three, we have nine options, and each t well, there's three different providers, nine options. There's three options with each provider depending on how risk averse you are. In other words, if you want the lowest deductible where they start contributing, because they're in our health care, they're all high deductible, and what they mean is we don't have HMOs or PPOs anymore. They're all high deductible, which means I'm 100% responsible for X amount of dollars before they even start contributing. And that's in the higher they take out of your check, the lower the
Right.
deductible. So you have to decide, well, this year I went over because I went to the emergency room. You go to the emergency room once and you blow like 3 grand. I mean, at that one emergency 10-minute visit, 3 grand. I'll tell you that right now. And then if you have urgent cares and that's expensive, and it all adds up. And I blew past ours this year. But then you have to anticipate, is that going to happen? Or is there going to be any kind of surgery? Or is there. And then you have to worry about, what if I'm out of town? Because some of the options are, you have to be in the network for them to contribute anything. So,
Right, so you, well, in that case, you'd want to go
what
with
is the probability I'm going to
nationwide
be in?
provider as opposed to the local
Yeah,
one.
yeah. It's just so many goddamn options. Do you still have a PPO or HMO where you do a copay?
Yeah, we have the, that's what
Oh
we have.
God, I miss that so much.
Yeah, I think we have a I don't know which we use, PPO maybe.
Yeah. I miss those so much because it's like you go to a specialist, it's $60, you go to a doctor, it's $30. I miss that. Instead of I go to a doctor and it's like $300. And I have to pay 100% of it until I hit my deductible. It's bad. So I'm kind of stressed out about what to pick. I don't really know yet. I think I'm just gonna go with the same thing because.
That's what we usually just do whatever we did the previous year, unless we need to change it for some reason, or if they change the
Yeah.
plan.
Yeah, we'll see. So that's old. That's the old man segment of the show. Anything else you want to talk about food?
Can't think of any food
Barb
related.
made a banana bread from Chrissy Teigen cookbook.
No.
It was
From the
good.
really? The
Yeah.
Teigen cookbook? That's
Yeah.
amazing.
It was good, but
Shocking.
Barb's is better. Barb's banana bread's better, in my opinion, because this one introduces two ingredients that I find don't belong in banana bread.
Ooh.
Chocolate and coconut.
Coconut, no. I do put I put chocolate chips in my banana bread just because that's my family likes it, so
I am not like a chocolate person.
I don't put a lot of chocolate chips though. So. I make good
So
banana bread. I like my banana bread.
that throws it out. I like Barb's banana bread. The thing I liked about it though is it uses vanilla pudding.
That's interesting. I don't use pudding.
So that was interesting, but I can't taste the coconut, but I can taste the thing I don't like about the coconut, which is the texture of the coconut.
So you get the little. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I would never. I don't like
What
coconut, so
happened?
I would never put coconut in.
What's wrong with the TV?
TV's broken.
That looks sounded like you switched to my Chromecast. You want this, right?
She's Chromecasting our show live.
You somehow connected on your iPad accidentally. I have a Chromecast now.
Okay.
That was pretty good. I got a little award at work, and instead of giving you cash, which kind of sucks, cash is good, right? You could do
Yeah,
whatever
you
you
choose your
want.
own
They gave
prize.
us, we get like this choose your own prize
Oh, from a
catalog
catalog,
thing.
yeah. We do that for our
And I got
anniversaries.
a, yeah, that's what they usually do it for, but now it's like you get an award, you get so many points, and those points you can go choose something from a
Oh, they
catalog.
say, thanks for
Like,
working all those extra
thanks for
hours.
working
Here
80
you can have a
hours.
$20 Chromecast.
Yeah. I think a Chromecast is like 60, so maybe it's 30. 30 some
Yeah,
dollars, so I
around there.
got 30 some dollars. But I was excited about it because now I can watch Titans on my TV instead of my iPad.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely worth it for that. We haven't used ours in a while. Need to do that more. What do you
Yeah.
cast from?
From my iPad.
iPad?
Yeah. And I think Barb has an iPad, and somehow she must have hit something that connected her directly to my Chromecast that I have hooked up on the back of the TV, and it switched her into the screensaver mode. And she's like, "What the fuck just happened? You know, I was wanting to watch
That's
football,
a
and now I'm watching a
screensaver.
screensaver." But it usually doesn't happen unless you hit this, like, what they call a cast button in the app.
Right.
And you hit the cast button in the app, and then it starts broadcasting it to the TV. So, yeah, banana bread, I like the pudding. Coconut. How can I like love coconut but not like the texture of coconut? I find that so weird.
The only thing I like coconut
Well,
milk, but I don't like coconut.
I like coconut, like a pina colada is like one of my favorite
Ugh, I
drinks.
hate it. Disgusting.
Well, I love it, but I don't like the little leaf. You know how coconut's like got that hard, coarse leaf, or I don't know what it is.
It's just the meat, right? The coconut meat.
The meat, the coconut meat. I don't like that thin shaving of coconut.
Yeah.
It's a texture thing. It's not
It's
a
pretty
taste.
hard,
It's
yeah.
like, yeah, it's a harder, coarse thing. It's not smooth. But anyway, we
It's like
did
a bunch of
that.
fingernails in your banana bread.
Yeah, it is. A little finger, like someone cut their finger. That's a good. That is why I fucking don't like coconut. It's like somebody cut their
Fingernails
fingernails
and
into my
banana bread.
banana bread. It's like, who could put their toenails in my goddamn banana
Thinly
bread?
sliced toenails.
I bet Nick and Martin love toenails in their food.
Probably.
I bet you
They
anything.
probably some kind of toenails.
Yeah. They're into that, I bet. Toenails and their banana bread. All right, well, I think we could wrap this one up so you can get some lunch.
All right.
What do you got planned? The same thing?
For lunch?
Beans.
What kind of beans should I eat for lunch? I do have some of my curry that I made the other day. I'll probably just have curry.
Oh, I don't like curry. Ugh.
With some jasmine rice.
I like jasmine rice.
Me too. It smells good too.
All right. Well, we can wrap this one. Barb said you should make coconut rice. Oh, but Bill
Don't like
doesn't like
coconut.
coconut. He loves coconut milk is the only thing he likes about coconut. Well, you make it with coconut milk, so you might like it. Do
Or am I like it?
you want Barb to send you the recipe?
Only if it's not from Chrissy Teigen.
He says only if it's not from Chrissy Teigen. Ooh, she said,
I think
"Fuck
she does.
you."
This is a family show, Barb. This is a family show.
She gave you the F bomb, Bill. I'm impressed. You got a fuck you on the show live. Fuck you.
Went too far. I went too
You
far.
pushed it too far.
Just too far. Kept poking.
You don't go into the Chrissy Teigen
Kept poking the
or
bear.
the. Don't poke the Chrissy. You can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can send FUs to @DBM00 because all you Canadians that heard what he just said about Rush, make sure you give him the big FU. @DBM00. Just FU. Let's say
You
FU
at
space
DBM00.
@DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we are Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com on the emails. Geekbrunchpodcast.com is the website. And we have the same sort of Facebook page, Geek Brunch Podcast with spaces in it. Click the like button, follow the episode threads there. Hopefully, Bill will start buying comic books again and reading previews
I
so
think
we
I'm going
can
to
team
start
up
getting
again.
number ones again. I think I've decided.
There you
I'm going to
go.
try
We
the
well, we
pirate
have.
comics.
We have three picked already. Hey Kids Comics, Batman Max, and Poser.
All right.
So that'll those will be
Think.
three comics that we talk about next time.
All right. Thanks for listening.
You have good, and we're gonna send you that coconut recipe by Chef Bardane.
Beautiful. I would look
'Cause it
forward
has
to
coconut
looking at the
milk.
recipe and seeing if it sounds good.
All right, see
All
ya.
right, bye.
Bye bye.
Br